trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So your heater is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SST Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Redding, 530-241-1167.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster, and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan Optical Lab. Faster for less.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460. KCNR, Shasta, Redding. KCNR 1460.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Your foremost authority on alpha male good life maneuvers, and that includes, but not limited to, cigars, spirits, dames, grilling, fantastic libations, and as always, celebrating America, as I hope you did on this past Independence Day earlier this week. And we have moved forward to the special theater of operations in Western New York at a very classified, secure location that we will tell you about momentarily, but a big announcement for the first time ever here on the Cigar Dave Show. But we welcome you front and center, as always, as we get ready for 2 hours of alpha male pleasure maneuvers. Enemies of pleasure need not apply. Long-ass greetings and salutations, a long-ass snappy salute, semper delectatio, always pleasure, long live the alpha, make America great again, screw the enemies of pleasure, as I mentioned, your global alpha, five-star global alpha, and alpha male in chief, front and center at a special theater of operations. We have moved to a classified location, the Western New York area, and we've got make announcement of who we've got here. But first up, Butcher Dave. We are here, Butcher Dave, at the Butcher Dave Meat Extravaganza HQ. This is monumental. It is unbelievable. The aroma of smoking pigs, ribs, all sorts of dead meat animal products is wafting around us, and, of course, great cigars. This is the greatest place to be today by far.
General, welcome to the test kitchens. We've got a bunch of butts being rubbed and pigs spinning on the spits.
Now, I see one that says Hillary. You want to, and it's got a looks like a giant wide ass. I mean, it's almost looked like a double wide there. You want to explain that?
Well, I've got two of them out there. I've got Hillary and Rosie.
There you go. Exactly. That absolutely works. So, Butcher Dave, you are now in the catering and, I guess, mobile barbecuing business.
Yeah, I bring a big 12-foot smoker to whatever location you have. Smoke meats all day. We've got grills, spits, whatever you need. The big thing is I bring plenty of meat.
Bring the meat. No vegans allowed. We're going to get, by the way, I didn't get a chance last week to talk about what happened to Sarah Huckabee Sanders at that Red Hen Lexington, Virginia restaurant. But there is a good analogy that we'll get to momentarily. But first, let me go around the table and introduce everyone who is joining us. This is a warm-up for the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water, Saturday, August 11th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Buffalo Riverworks. We are exactly 5 weeks away. Hard to believe. Summer's almost over here in the Western New York Theater of Operations. Going to be snowing before you know it. But we've got, as always, Colonel Ange front and center. Colonel Ange, Are you ready for Alpha Pleasure Fest maneuvers 5 weeks from now?
Yes, General, can't wait. We're getting it all together. In fact, I did my best not to rub Hillary's butt at in the test kitchens, but I'm racking and rolling, ready to go.
You know, it's interesting because looking at that butt, it was very pasty white. It had looked like a lot of cellulite on there.
Yeah.
It just really was a flabby ass.
Yeah, good thing we stopped at the thighs and or the butt and get down to the thighs.
I'll tell you what.
I'm moving on. I'm getting this out of my head.
I'll tell you what. One of those Hillary thighs is larger than my arm.
Yep. You know what?
I should say, correction. Her thighs, one thigh is larger than all of us wrapped around together. It's that big. It's very large.
Yeah, you could feed a party of 50. Easy.
Taste would leave a very sour taste in your mouth.
I wouldn't tell them.
All right, we already introduced Butcher Dave. We have got, to my left, right near one of the poles underneath our special tent here, we've got Puff Muffin Lori.
As Dave, as always, your command is my wish.
Yes, it is. You have learned exceptionally well. And by the way, what is, just out of curiosity, you probably know this, what's the businessman's lunch special at Flay's Go-Go Steak Pub today on Delaware Avenue?
I think it's Hillary Pig.
I think it used to be the $3.95 businessman's lunch special. By the way, for those of you that may not know, that are not from the Buffalo area, Flay's was a topless place where they always had their executive or businessman's lunch special. So I'll never forget, my mother would ask me if I'd go off campus in my senior year of high school, where'd you go for lunch? I went to Flay's, you know, steak pub. And she said, oh, how was it? I said, the businessman's lunch special was excellent. She said, what'd you have? I said, the breast. And I think she just figured out exactly what Flay's was just about a few weeks ago. All right, we've got Captain Paul front and center.
General, it's great to have you back in Buffalo, the Western New York Theater of Operations. I've got to tell you, you're a hero to everybody here in Western New York because we've been praying for rain. And you show up, and we've got a beautiful rainy day. I love it. I mean, now the grass is going to grow, all our flowers. You know, Rita's got to love this. How much planting has she been doing, Colonel Ange?
Lots and lots. She's in her garden.
Yeah, so all, you know, Western New York, all the farmers love you, Dave.
Well, I brought it from the Cigar City of Tampa, because as you know, this time of year, we are in the monsoon season, and we get the rains nonstop. So I brought some of that with us. But that, you see, a wussified beta would say, oh, it's a little wet outside. Ooh, I'm afraid. I'm scared. I can't get wet. Alphas, we don't care. Rain, snow, sleet, hurricanes, monsoons, tropical storms, we are front and center enjoying our cigars, our delicacies. And by the way, I should say, Butcher Dave, that everything that's smoking on your gigantic grill is indeed undercover, so it's all protected.
Yeah, we try to keep it undercover and got to keep the temperatures just right.
All right, will you be bringing your new special, what is it, like a 10-foot smoker?
It's 12 feet.
Colonel Ange would know this, our good friend Big Don, the barbecue artist formerly known as Tony Fatso.
I remember that name.
That's right. Yes, had a big, giant, black grill that would attach to the back of a pickup truck, and he called it Black Bart.
In fact, Black Bart was a beautiful thing. He would bring it to all the festivals. Back in the day when we would do our a show from Ybor City, we'd roll that in. And I think right now it's the property of one Brady Fisher at Brady's Backyard.
Oh, does Brady have that now?
Yes, he does. It's in the backyard.
Well, it's in a good home, no question about it.
Yes,
fantastic.
Sir.
All right, so Butcher Dave, now that you've got the Butcher Dave meat extravaganza, your test kitchens, may I assume that you're working on some special delicacies for the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest Saturday, August 11th, 5 weeks away from today?
Unbelievable that you mention that. I've been thinking about something special. It's kind of have a little Florida connection for you. I really don't want to let it out of the bag, though.
All right, well, there's an abundance of alligators right now. They're finding them everywhere. So if I get one, two things. One, I'm going to ship it up. You get rid of the skin because it's going to make a great, a few pair of shoes, a couple of nice briefcases, and then you can take the rest of it and we can put it right in the grill. I have had gator tail before. It is pretty good.
You remember last year, 2 years ago, I sewed together that football, so I could make the luggage myself.
You could make the luggage. No question about it. All right, we have got some very, very disturbing, sad news that just took place. And it actually happened a week before last, but didn't have a chance to get to it. Thousands and thousands of whiskey barrels came crashing down at the Barton 1792.
We now go live to Reading Colt 45's Baseball with Dan Anderson.
We'll be right back.
of this four-game series, which will wrap up tomorrow night. The 45s took the first two games of the series on Thursday night. They were 13-7 winners, and last night 6-0 winners. And they look to continue that trend tonight with Rance Pittman on the mound in his first start of the season. And let's look at the lineup for the Stars. They will bring out Brooks Dyer playing shortstop, batting first. Chayton Whitwright in right field, batting second. The third, batting third is Brad Grant at second base, designated hitter in the fourth slot, number 30, Connor Schaefer. Batting fifth, third baseman is number 17, Kane Brock. Batting sixth, first baseman, number 25, Tobin Bowden. And batting seventh is center fielder, number 24, Jackson Elder. Batting eighth, catcher, number 2, Trent Allen. And rounding out the lineup is the left fielder, number 3, Carson Doyle. So the Portland 45 is looking to keep this momentum rolling today with Pittman on the mound, and behind the dish doing the catching for the 45s is going to be number 3, Logan Gomes. And Dyer steps in, the left-handed batter, for the first pitch of the night. And it will be outside for ball one to start the game. First pitch is going to be at 7:16 tonight. And it's a warm 94 degrees out here at Tiger Field. Second pitch is going to be high, ball two. It was actually a pretty warm day and really smoky, but the smoke has blown away. It's turning into going to be a quite a lovely evening, I think, for baseball tonight here at Tiger Field. Third pitch is going to be up high and away. Dyer has to duck out of the way. That one is 3-0. And it's going to be a four-pitch walk there for Pittman, and Dyer will go tread on down to first base. And Gomes will go out to talk to Pittman here and try to settle him down here with four straight pitches for a walk here. Next up is going to be Whitwright, the right fielder. Whitwright 0-for-7 in the series so far. He does have two RBIs and a walk. And the first pitch will be in there, and it will be a strike. Just caught the inside of the plate. So Pittman does get his first strike of the game here, the fifth pitch of the game. Whitwright will square to bunt. He'll pull it back, and it'll be strike two. And they throw on down to see if they can get Dyer, but he's back into the bag there. So the 0-2 pitch here to Whitwright. Pittman finally comes home. This is going to be on the ground to the third baseman. He's going to go to second to get the fielder's choice there. So Dyer's out, and Whitwright will be at first base. One away here at the top of the first. And that'll bring up second baseman Brad Grant, a left-handed batter. Colt 45s wearing all white, including their hats, their black bill with white piping on the jersey and black piping on the pants. And the Stars will be wearing black shirts with red numbering and white pants with white piping on their pants tonight. First pitch to Grant was strike one. Second pitch in there, strike two, both looking there. So Pittman's really settled down after that first at-bat where he threw four straight pitches for balls to Dyer, but seems to really have settled down now at pitching out of the stretch here. And he sets. And he strikes him out looking there, so two away here in the top of the first here. And it'll bring up number 30. The designated hitter is Connor Schaefer. Schaefer, also a left-handed batter here, will dig in with two away with one man on. And he takes the first pitch inside. It's going to just miss ball one. Schaefer Schaefer 3-for-6 on the series. He also has a couple of walks so far in the first two games. And the second pitch is going to be high. It's a high fastball. Going to miss. 2-0. As Pittman sets and delivers another one, swung on and missed there. It's going to be 2-1. Looked like he was had the right timing on that, just missed it a little bit below that pitch there. And Pittman sets and that will step off and that will send Whitright back to the bag. And now he'll set and deliver, and this one's going to hit high to left field. Looks playable. Zimmerman is under it, and he makes the catch for the last out at the top of the first. 0-0, zero hits, one walk there for the Stars, and we'll head to the bottom of the first.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the first here at Tiger Field. The 45s will step up for their first at-bats of the game here in Game 3. It'll be third baseman Lane Pritchard to step into the box. And they will be looking to take out Ryan Driscoll, the starting pitcher here for the Stars. A left-handed pitcher here will deliver his first pitch, and it's going to be hit to left field, and it looks playable. Doyle, the left fielder, settles underneath it, and it'll be a quick out, one pitch out there for Driscoll. And I'll bring up Lorenzo DeBrecht, shortstop, to the plate here. And we'll just go through the rest of the lineup. So Pritchard batting first, DeBrecht second. Jake Gozo batting third, Alex Sinisaros batting fourth, Max Warner batting fifth. It's Mike Kianchow batting sixth. Batting seventh is Cody Zimmerman. Batting eighth, Logan Gomes. Batting ninth, J.J. Reeves. That's the lineup for the 45s tonight. The first pitch into DeBrecht is ball one. Second pitch now in play to the shortstop. He's going to field it and throw and get over there. So two quick outs here, three pitches, two outs for Driscoll. And I'll bring up the designated hitter, Jake Gozo, for the 45s.
Number 13, Jake Gozo.
So Gozo digs in here, a right-handed batter, looking to get something going here in the first inning for the 45s. And the first pitch from Driscoll is going to catch the outside corner of the plate for a strike looking. Gozo 2-for-6 on the series so far, 3 RBIs and 4 walks. And second pitch is in play, right back to the pitcher. Driscoll fields it, and he'll run over and toss it over. And it's going to be a quick inning there for Driscoll. 5 pitches for 3 outs, no hits, no runs. As we head to the top of the first, you're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the second now, third baseman Kane Brock at the plate, right-handed batter, digs in, and he takes pitch one for a ball. And it's Pittman on the mound with a 12-pitch inning in the first inning, settled down after an early walk to get out of the jam. Brock on the series is 1-for-7 with a walk so far. And the second pitch in there is going to miss as well for ball two on Kane Brock. The third pitch now is delivered. It's going to be fouled off. It's going to be out of play into the parking lot. Actually, it will hit the light pole and come back into play for strike one. So Brock digs in, a 2-1 pitch on the way here from Pittman, who's also pitching out of the stretch. Even with nobody on here, it looked like he's pitching out of the windup that first at bat and threw 4 straight balls and then really settled in pitching out of the stretch. And now he will look to pitch out of the stretch here. The fourth pitch is going to be in there for a strike, looking. And now here comes the fifth pitch of the bat from Pittman. And this is going to be popped up into the infield, DeBrecht underneath it, and will put it away there for out number one. So Pittman really settled down after that first 4-pitch walk there. It looked like he could be in a little bit of trouble. But catcher Gomes went out there to talk to him, settled him down, and it really seemed to work. And the next batter for the Stars is going to be first baseman number 25, Tobin Bowden. And he'll take the first pitch for a ball. Just missed. I thought that was going to be in there, but looked like it was maybe just a little bit inside for ball one. Second pitch is going to miss low for ball two. Bowden 1-for-3 on the series with a walk. And third pitch is going to be fouled off back to the screen. 2-1 with one away here in the top of the second. 0-0 is your score. Pittman gets his sign and sets. And he'll deliver here. And it's going to be fouled off back to the screen again. 2-2. Reeves, the center fielder for the 45s, is shaded over left here just a little bit, leaving a gap in that right center for Bowden if he can find it. Fifth pitch is going to be fouled off again. That's off the catcher Gomes there, and he's going to need a minute to gather here. The umpire will go out and walk the ball to give him a second to breathe. It looked like it just hit his hand, maybe. He's clutching his hand. But it looks like he's going to be all right as he gets his glove back on and back down into the crouch here. So three straight fouls for Bowden here at the plate. And the sixth pitch of the at-bat coming. Pittman shakes him off twice and now will step off. And they're going to redo those signs there. Pittman was looking for something that Gomes wasn't giving him. Now he has it and he'll deliver. And that's going to be high for a full count. 3-2. And that pitch is fouled off again, and that one is going to get into the parking lot and just missed a truck out there in the parking lot. So four fouls and three balls as Pittman looks to get Bowden here without too many more pitches on his pitch count here in the top of the second. He's already to 24, and that pitch is going to be fouled off also into the parking lot, and that one will hit a car. So Bowden's still in there fighting some of these pitches off to stay alive here. And he'll get another pitch. And he's going to take it inside and he'll walk. And he'll trot on down to first base and he'll bring up Jackson Elder, the center fielder. Elder with his first at-bat of the series coming up here. He's 0-for. Oh, he did have a plate appearance earlier, but his first official at bat coming right here as he digs in. A right-handed hitter. So Bowden down to first, and he'll stretch out that lead there and look like he might be going, but he doesn't, and the first pitch is fouled off to the screen. So really great at bat from Bowden there as he kept fouling off until he finally got the pitch he was looking for, which was a pitch inside to work the walk. Another foul here from Elder. So quickly 0-2 with one away here in the top of the second inning. And Pittman really could use this quick at bat here after the long at bat that Bowden had. And it is going to be a quick at bat. That third pitch is in there for a strike looking, and it will sit Elder down. And Bowden will stay there at first base, and it will bring up the catcher, Trent Allen. Allen also getting his first at bat of this series. And he'll be swinging on the first pitch there, and that's going to be fouled out into the parking lot. 0-1. Two away here in the top of the first, or excuse me, the top of the second inning. And Pittman sets, checks the runner over there at first, and delivers, and it's going to be a late swing. It was an off-speed pitch, and Allen wasn't ready for it. It is going to be a strike, but it did get away from Gomes. And it was far enough away that Bowden was able to head on down to second base. That's going to be a pass ball there by Gomes. So Pittman here will look to minimize that damage. The runner's over into scoring position. It's Bowden. And the third pitch is going to be high and tight. It's going to be a ball one. On Allen. So 1-2 with two away here in the top of the second inning. And the third pitch is going to be in play, and it's going to bounce right off the bag, but well played by Cindy Siros. And he'll grab it and tag the bag for the third out of the inning. Still 0-0 as we're going to head to the bottom of the second. You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR 1460.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the second, Colt 45's up to plate. It's going to be Cindy Cerro stepping in, a left-handed batter, looking for our first hit of the game on either side here. First pitch from Driscoll is going to be inside for ball one. Driscoll had a really quick first inning, was able to retire the side in just five pitches. So Sinisteros will at least look to work the count a little bit here. But we're still looking for our first hit of the game here in the bottom of the second. The second pitch is going to be in there. Catch the inside of the plate. It's off-speed pitch. And they'll take it looking for strike one. Sinisteros 2-for-6 on the series with two RBI and a walk. And the third pitch is going to be in there. For strike two, just caught the inside again. It looked like about the same pitch as before, and he took it looking both times for two strikes. 1-2 on Cindy Cerros. Driscoll, very methodical pitcher. Interesting delivery, and this ball is going to be in play to the second baseman, and it's going to be out for the first out of the inning. Grant fielded it well and over to Bowden. One away in the bottom of the second. And it'll bring up right fielder number 30, Max Werner. Werner 1-for-8 on this series so far with RBI and two walks in the first two games of the series. Driscoll sets, delivers for a ball. Just a little bit high there, ball one. Driscoll gets the sign, sets, and delivers, and that's going to be low for ball two. And the third pitch on the way here, it's going to be high again for ball three. And Driscoll sets again and delivers. And it's going to be a four-pitch walk there for Driscoll. Werner heads on down to first base. And the first base runner of the game for the 45s. And Mike Ciancio will come to the plate here, the second baseman. Right-handed batter with the runner on. It's Werner down at first base with one away here in the bottom of the second inning. Your score is 0-0. And we're still looking for our first hit of the game. And this ball is hit down the third base line. It's going to be foul. 0-1 on Cianos. Driscoll now pitching out of the stretch for the first time of the game. We'll see if this changes his delivery at all. And the second pitch is going to be popped up here right about to the second baseman spot, but the first baseman will run underneath it and grab it and put it away for the second out of the inning. So that was Bowden that got underneath it and catches it. Two away here in the bottom of the second, and I'll bring up number 22, Kobe Zimmerman, the left fielder. So Driscoll's already thrown twice as many pitches in this inning as he did in the first inning, up to 15 pitches after the very efficient first inning that he had for the Stars. Zimmerman, also a right-handed batter, will take this high for ball one. And Driscoll doesn't seem too concerned about Warner down there at first base. And now, as I say that, he steps off and gets Warner to head back over there. And he steps off again. And now it looks a little bit more comfortable. He'll take the sign and deliver. And that's going to be in there for strike one. 1-1 on Kobe Zimmerman. Zimmerman didn't play in the first game of the series, but last night was 1-for-3 with 3 RBIs and 1 walk in the 6-0 win last night. This pitch is going to be in the dirt. It's going to get away. It's going to be a wild pitch, and Warner will head on down to second base. So Zimmerman now with another RBI chance after 3 last night. We'll look to see if he can get the 45 on the board here first in the bottom of the second with Warner at second base. Driscoll takes the sign, and he'll set and deliver. And Zimmerman will swing right through that just a little bit behind it for strike two. 2-2 with 2 away here in the bottom of the second. Zimmerman digs back in. And Driscoll is shaking off some signs here. Shakes off another one. And now finally gets something he likes, and he'll set. Checks the runner at second, delivers, and it's going to be high for ball three. So full count here for Zimmerman with a man in scoring position. Driscoll does have that open base there at first to work with, so he might try to get Zimmerman to chase something here. And he'll deliver. And Zimmerman does not chase it, misses outside for a walk. So Zimmerman at first, Warner at second with Gomes at the plate, with two away here in the bottom of the second. Still no hits on the game. Both teams have had 2 runners, but no hits. Both, all 4 runners coming from walks. Gomes is 0-for-1 in the series, just the 1 at bat. And he'll swing here at the first pitch and miss for strike 1. And Driscoll really not on the same page as his catcher, Allen. He keeps shaking off pitches, shakes off another one as I say that. And now he'll set and deliver the 23rd pitch of his game, and it's going to be swung on and fouled off there. 0-2 on Gomes. Gomes, a right-handed batter with some bright orange Adidas cleats on here as he digs in there. And the third pitch of the bat is going to be in play to the third baseman. He'll collect and throw over and get the runner. Our Gomes just not able to get there for the third out of the game. Excuse me, third out of the second inning. 0-0 after two. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back in. Top of the third inning here as the Northwest Stars come up to plate. They're looking for their first hit of the game here against Pittman, who has thrown 33 pitches here in his first two innings. And I'll bring up the left fielder, number three, Carson Doyle. Doyle 0-for-6 on the series, but he does have three walks. Tall right-handed hitter will take the first pitch low for ball one. And the sun just going down here now, starting to cool off considerably from when it was started, this game started here, turning into a nice night. The second pitch is going to be swung on a miss there by Doyle. Strike one. Pittman really working quick. He's waiting on these batters as they step out. He's just waiting so he can deliver. The third pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen for the second strike of the at-bat. One and two. Pittman sets and delivers. And this is going to be in play. And it actually just sliced foul down that first base line and roll on out to the right field. Stays alive, Doyle, 1-2. Pittman takes a deep breath and delivers and strikes him out looking there. Just caught the outside of the plate. And I'll bring up the top of the order, Brooks Dyer, the shortstop. Dyer walked on four straight pitches in his first at-bat of the game. One away in the top of the third. Pittman's pitch is high again. Ball one. And the second pitch is going to miss just inside there. Dyer spins away from it for ball two. So he's now seen six pitches in this game, and all six have been balls. And the third one is going to be down and away for ball three. So the trend continues here. Seven pitches, seven balls for Dyer. And the fourth pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Looking, Dyer didn't seem to agree too much with that call. But it'll be 3-1 with one away top of the third inning here at Tiger Field. Dyer gets a good swing on that one. Reeves does step in, but he will now go back on it and make the catch for the second out of the inning. Swung on that one pretty well, and Reeves out in center field for the 45s looked to have a bad read on it, but recovers well for the second out of the inning. And that'll bring up the second baseman, Brad Grant. The first pitch is going to be in there for a strike. It's Whitwright that's up, the right fielder. First pitch is the strike. Second pitch is going to be fly out to left field for a quick inning there for Pittman. We're going to head to the bottom of the third. Score is still 0-0. You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR 1460.
This is Carl Vaught, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Mark Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Welcome back to Tiger Field. We're in the bottom of the third inning, and it's center fielder J.J. Reed stepping in the left-handed batter here for the 45s. Your score is 0-0. Both pitchers really in grooves now. No hits for either team in the bottom of the third. First pitch is going to be in there for a strike on Reeves. It's Ryan Driscoll, the pitcher for the Northwest Stars. And the second pitch is in there as well for a strike looking. Reeves shakes his head at it, doesn't like that, but it's quickly 0-2 on him. Driscoll delivers, and that's going to be fouled off. Just got a piece of it to stay alive. So Reeves digs back in there, his first at-bat of this series. We're in game three of this four-game series, which will finish up here tomorrow night at Tiger Field. 45s took both the first two games, and Reeves gets this into play. It's going to be back to the pitcher, and he'll grab it and flip over to first for Bowden. We'll get the first out of the inning.
Number 23.
And it'll bring up the top of the order, Lane Pritchard, the third baseman. He flied out to left in his first at-bat of the series, of this game. Driscoll delivers home. And this is going to be fouled off back to the screen as well. Driscoll has been fairly efficient here, pitching the third inning. 29 pitches, 19 strikes, 10 balls. But again, still shaking off a lot of signs here from his catcher, Allen, behind the dish. He does it twice on this one. And he throws in there, strike two. as Pritchard takes that looking. And the throwback goes over Driscoll's head, and the second baseman, Grant, will have to pick it up and toss it back. But now Driscoll has it, and he'll finally get a sign he likes and delivers. And this is going to be in the dirt, bounces before it gets to the plate. Ball one, two and one, or excuse me, one and two here, with one away here in the bottom of the third for the 45s. Driscoll shakes off two more pitches and now gets one he likes and delivers. And this is going to be sliced foul down the right field line. And I think Pritchard broke his back because he's walking to the dugout here. But that was a foul ball, so it's one and two. And now he signals and slams the bat down onto the ground. So he'll disappear into the dugout to find a bat that he likes. Driscoll will walk around on the mound here, trying to stay loose. Pritchard looks like he has one he likes, but steps out of the dugout, but now he'll drop it and run back down. So maybe that wasn't the one. Now he looks like he has one he likes, and he'll trot back to the plate here. And that trot becomes a walk, so he will step in with the new bat that he likes here after the broken bat on that foul ball. So the count is one and two on Pritchard. And we'll finally have the next pitch this at bat. And he's going to foul off another. On deck is DeBrecht for the 45s, the shortstop. Driscoll pitches, and it's going to be in play right to the first baseman. He's going to grab it and run over and touch the base. And that was Bowden over there at first base, and it will be the second out of the game. As DeBrecht steps in here in the bottom of the third inning, still scoreless. Still looking for our first hit of the game.
Lorenzo DeBrecht.
DeBrecht grounded out to short in his first at-bat of this game. First pitch is going to be low and inside for ball one. Driscoll sets and delivers. It's going to be in play. And it takes a weird bounce there on the shortstop. And they're going to rule that a hit. So we get our first hit of the game by DeBrecht. Shortstop Dyer was over on it, and it looked like it just caught the lip of the grass as he was about to grab it. But it'll be our first hit of the game here. As DeBrecht at first, it'll bring up Jake Gozo, who grounded out to the pitcher last time up here.
Number 13, Jake.
So DeBrecht now takes a fairly sizable lead over there at first base. Driscoll, who's lefty, is staring right at him. And Gozo gets into this one. It's going to be a deep fly ball. And it is going to be out of here for a two-run shot. So that busts the game wide open after DeBrecht gets the seeing-eye ground ball for our first hit of the game. Gozo follows that up with a deep shot there to center field, just right at the flagpole out there. 2-0. Colt 45s jump out to an early lead here in the bottom of the third. And that was a no-doubter right off his bat. He knew it.
Number 34,
Alex Sinisaris. So Sinisaris will come up to the plate here, the first baseman. And he'll take the first pitch here for strike one, an off-speed pitch. And just like that, Driscoll, who seemed to be cruising here, was pretty efficient seemed to be having another quick inning, got two quick outs, and then back-to-back hits, and all of a sudden he's down 2-0. Second pitch to Cindy Saros is going to be right to the third baseman, and he's going to sling it over to the first baseman for the out. 2-0. 45s get onto the board with a long home run by Lorenzo DeBrick. So we're going to head to the top of the fourth. You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Welcome back here, top of the fourth inning here at Tiger Field. Second baseman Brad Grant at the dish for the Stars as the 45s lead 2-0. First pitch is going to be swung on and missed for strike one. And it's Pittman pitches in another swing and a miss by Grant. Grant strike out swinging in his first at-bat of the game, and now is one strike away from doing that again here. Third pitch is going to be in there for a hit, so that is the first hit of the game for the Stars, and it's just going to get right through DeBrecht, who's the shortstop ranging to his right, unable to grab it. So early base runner here for the Stars, and they'll look to try to get back some of the two that they just lost in the bottom of the third inning. And it'll be number 30, Connor Schaefer, the designated hitter at the plate. Schaefer 0-for-1 on the night. A fielder's choice in the first inning. And he'll take the first pitch high for ball one. Grant, not a very big lead at first. And strike two, swinging there from Schaefer. Pittman about to deliver his 50th pitch of the game here in the top of the fourth inning. And he steps off, gets the runner to go back. And now he'll deliver, and this one's fouled off. 1-2 on Schaefer. So the Stars playing from behind again tonight, losing the first two games of the series. 45s looking to set up a sweep tomorrow night if they can get the win here. Off to a good start with the DeBrecht home run in the bottom of the third. And this pitch is going to be swung on a miss there from Schaefer. He's going to go down on strikes this time. He's swinging. Grant will stay over there first, and I'll bring up number 17, Kane Brock, the third baseman for the Stars. Pittman checks the runner and delivers. Swung on a miss behind that one, Brock was. 0-1. rocking his first at bat of the game. Popped out to shortstop. He is 0 for 1. And this one's going to be in there for strike two. And Gomes will throw it down to Sinisteros to see if they can grab Grant, who was napping, but he was able to slide back in there, and he's safe. But the count is 0-2 for Pittman on Brock. And Pittman steps off here as he checks the runner again. Grant doesn't seem like he wants to go anywhere, but the 45s looked concerned about him maybe trying to get over there into scoring position. He comes home with this one. It's going to be ball one. Pittman gets his sign. And he sets, checks the runner. He'll come home with it, and this is going to be on the ground to the third baseman. It's going to be a fielder's choice. And he's going to get the lead runner, Grant. So Brock will be at first base. Grant is out. Second out of the inning here. And I'll bring up Torin Bowden, the first baseman, with two away at the top of the fourth. If you're scoring that at home, that's going to be 5-4 on the putout. Bowden, who walked in his first plate appearance tonight, takes the first pitch for a strike. Bowden delivers. This one's going to be popped up high. It's going to go out into the parking lot over the big light pole that is right there, right at first baseline. Quickly 0-2. So Pittman looking to get out of this inning here with two strikes and two away. This one's going to be in play. Looks playable for the center fielder, Reeves. He'll stroll underneath it and put it away. That's going to be the third out of the inning here. 2-0, 45's lead. We're going to head to the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Morgan Stanley values long-term relationships with its clients. Rick Hill and Rory Greek, financial advisors of Morgan Stanley's Reading office, know that building relationships begins with getting to know each client. Everyone has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education. Rick and Rory with the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley can create personal investment strategies to help you meet your retirement, education, wealth transfer, and other financial needs. So call Rick or Rory at 223-4200. That's 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back. We're at the bottom of the fourth inning. Colt 45's lead 2-0 here. Both the runs coming in the bottom of the third from a two-run home run from Gozo. First pitch is going to be in there to number 38, Mike Jiangchao. And it's going to be high for ball one. He's a 346 hitter on the season in seven games. And second pitch is going to be in play, it actually a foul. Looks like it might have hit his foot there. The pitcher ran over and grabbed it and looked to see if he can get an out, but it'll be foul. 1-1. And Warner at the dish right now with the 1-1 count will step out. And Ryan Driscoll still pitching here for the Stars. And his pitch is going to be in the dirt there, 2-1. So he seemed to lose a little bit of his stuff. He started off the first two innings quite quickly. The first inning was only five pitches and was rolling. And he did seem to be rolling into the third inning, had two quick outs there. And then two straight hits and a home run from Gozo is the difference in this one here in the bottom of the fourth. Fourth pitch of the at-bat is going to be in play. Warner is going to get a base hit out to the left field, and he'll stay here at first base. And I'll bring up the second baseman, Mike Ciancio, number 38. So nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. The third hit of the game there from the 45s from Warner. First pitch to Ciancio is going to be low for ball one. Ciancio popped up to first in his first at-bat of the inning in the second of this game in the second inning. Ciancio is a .346 hitter this season. Second pitch is going to bounce there in the dirt. That's about the third or fourth pitch from Driscoll this game that's bounced before it even reached the plate. So he's really starting to lose what he had here in the first two innings, as that home run seems to really have rattled him that he gave up last inning. Ciancio fouls this one off down the third baseline, 2-1. Ciancio back in there. As Driscoll checks the runner, and he'll actually throw a really light lob over there. Warner really no jeopardy of getting out, but it does force him to dive back to first base. So Warner's at first, nobody out here, 2-1 to Ciancio. And that pitch is going to be high, 3-1. So could get a pitch he likes here from Driscoll. Driscoll takes his sign, and he sets and delivers. This is going to be in play out to the left fielder, Doyle. Doyle grabs it and throws it in, and Warner actually had to run back in there first, a little bit closer than I think he was anticipating. One away. And I'll bring up Kobe Zimmerman, the left fielder.
Number 22, Kobe Zimmerman.
So Zimmerman comes up with Warner at first. He walked in his first plate appearance in the second inning. Driscoll checks the runner twice and delivers here for ball one. High and tight on Zimmerman. Driscoll now shaking off some more signs, and now we'll step off. Really, all game has seemed to be not on the same page as Allen, shaking off a lot of signs here. He'll deliver this one. It's going to be his 50th pitch of the game, and it's going to be fouled off back into the parking lot. 1-1 on Kobe Zimmerman. If you're just joining us, it's the bottom of the fourth inning. 2-0, 45's lead with one away here. 45's two runs coming off a Jake Gozos home run deep to center field in the bottom of the third. That pitch is going to be in there for strike two on Zimmerman. Zimmerman didn't seem like he enjoyed that call very much as he gives the home plate umpire a glance that maybe he did not approve of that call there. 1-2 with one away and a runner on first. And again, Driscoll steps off. Ever since that home run last inning, really looks uncomfortable, shaking off pitches, stepping off. And now with this runner on, Warner really looking like he's going, and he does, as this pitch is going to be fouled off. Surprised there that Driscoll didn't check over there. He seems really concerned about the runners when they get on there. And that one really looked, Warner was telegraphing that he was going there, I thought, and he did. But he'll be back at first after the foul ball. Fifth best pitch of the at-bat coming here, 1-2 on Kobe Zimmerman. And Driscoll sets and delivers. And it's going to be outside for ball two. 2-2. Driscoll's pace has really slowed down here, too. The first 2.5 innings, he was really working very methodically but quickly. And now really slowed down, taking a lot of time in between pitches. And when he sets, really slows it down. Checks the runner twice and delivers here. And that one's going to catch the top of the zone. It's going to be strike out there for Zimmerman, the second out of the inning. And I'll bring up the catcher, number three, Logan Gomes.
Logan Gomes!
So Driscoll working around this first at-bat hit that he gave up to Warner. Gets two quick outs. Gomes grounded out to third in his first at-bat of the game in the second inning, and the first pitch is going to be low for ball one. The way Driscoll's looked really rattled, he's going to be pretty happy, I think, if he can get out of here with no damage done. And the second pitch is going to be fouled off down the third base line. 1-1 on Gomes. Gomes in seven games this year is a .222 hitter, but he's only had 9 at-bats, so it's a pretty small sample size. And he'll dig in here, awaiting the third pitch of the at-bat, which will come from Driscoll as he sets. Delivers, the runner goes, it's going to be low for ball two, and there's going to be no throwdown. Warner's going to be in there safe at second base with the stolen base. So now Driscoll, a runner to worry about there in scoring position. And again, moving really slowly now here as he shakes off some more signs, gets the sign he likes, delivers, and this one's going to be fouled off down the third base line again. 2-2 on Logan Gomes. Two away. He does have a runner in scoring position here. It's Warner after the stolen base. And they lead it 2-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Looking to add on to that here is Gomes. Good opportunity. Looking for his fifth RBI of the season is Logan Gomes, the catcher. And he'll step out here. It's actually Driscoll who steps off the mound again. Continuing to look rattled. not very comfortable out there. Checks the runner and delivers home. And it's going to be high for a full count. 3-2 with two away here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Doesn't seem to be any action in the bullpen there for the Stars, so Driscoll looks like he's in this for the long run, but he does look rattled, as I said. Delivers here, swung on and missed, and he's going to get out of the inning with no further damage. It's going to be 2-0. We're headed to the top of the fifth. When we come back, you're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back here. Top of the fifth inning. Stars come to the plate here. It's going to be number 24, the center fielder Jackson Elder. Stars have been pretty quiet, just one hit. No runs. 45, two runs on three hits so far. First pitch to Elder is going to be in there for strike one looking. So Rance Pittman is the pitcher for the 45s. Just throws his 60th pitch there, and it's going to be fouled off for two strikes, no balls. So Pittman really has settled down here. Elder struck out looking in his first at-bat this game in the second inning. Pittman with a couple walks early. Stars have left three on base today. But ever since that second walk, Pittman's looked really comfortable. Pitch in there, he's going to miss. Ball one. 1-2. To the number seven hitter, Elder, who's going to foul that one right into his own dugout there. Sends his teammates scrambling out of the way. Nobody hurt there. It's going to be fouled. 1-2. Elder didn't get any plate appearances in the first two games of this series, so he's 0-1 with that strikeout in the second inning here. This one's going to be fouled off. Stays alive. A little bit behind that one. But he's still in there. He's our first batter of the top of the fifth inning, and he's going to swing, chase this one in the dirt. Swings and misses for the strikeout, but Gomes can't locate it, and he's going to be safe down there at first base. That pitch was down in the dirt, and it fooled Elder. But Gomes unable to corral that. So a base runner here, that's unfortunate. Gets the strikeout, but Elder able to get down there, and he's safe at first base. And I'll bring up the number eight hitter, the catcher, Trent Elder, who takes the first pitch for ball one. So I think they're going to rule that a pass ball there. And Allen lines this one into center field, and it's going to be a base hit. And now all of a sudden, the Stars have something brewing here. Runners on first and second. And he was right on top of that one. Got good contact. And now Gomes will head out and try to settle Pittman down here. As the first two batters of the inning reach here, and it's going to be the number nine hitter, Carson Doyle, the left fielder, stepping up to the plate here with runners on first and second. It's Elder at second, it's Allen at first, and Doyle at bat with no outs in the top of the fifth inning. Pittman thrown 67 pitches today, and the 68th one to Doyle, and he's going to square around and bunt at it, but miss. It's going to be strike one. So it looks like they're going to play a little bit of small ball, get both runners over here if Doyle can get the bunt down. And he squares again. Pittman will step off and regroup. Doyle struck out looking in his first at bat in the third inning here. This one he bunts at, and it's going to be foul. So 0-2 on Doyle. And now surely they'll have him swing away here with two strikes. And he digs back in there. Pittman sets, and Doyle is not squaring this time. And he swings at this one. It's going to be grounded to the second baseman, and he's going to pick it up and get the out at first. So he does the job, just not necessarily the way he wanted to. Gets both runners over on the ground out. But there was nothing, no real play that could be made there. That was the only play to get the runner there at first. So top of the order coming up here, it's going to be the shortstop, Brooks Dyer. He walked in the first, flied out to center in the third, 0-for-1 tonight with that walk. First pitch is going to be in there for a strike looking. Second pitch is going to be hit here right to Pittman, who grabs it and throws over to first. Both runners have to stay, but now we got a rundown because Allen, who is at second, got caught off the base. Now we got a run down here, and it's Elder who's going to try to get out of the way, but he will not. And just like that, the inning ends because the pitcher or the batter Dyer is thrown out at first, and then Elder got caught in the rundown because Allen was way far off second base. So after the two hits to lead off the inning, ends the inning here. We're going to head to the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
The average adult has issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the fifth now, 45's lead at 2-0, and they're at bat here. It's going to be the number nine hitter, J.J. Reeves, and the Stars are really going to be got to be kicking themselves. That top of the first, they got a strikeout, but the catcher dropped it, so they got a runner on and then a hit. So the first two batters reach, and then they get him over there, and then a crazy sequence, and there's a double play as Pittman throws the runner out at first and then a rundown because the man on second, Allen, got caught in no man's land and a rundown was able to get him out of the way. So Reeves at the plate now for the 45s, and he takes the first two pitches for balls. So Driscoll now back out there for his fifth inning of work. He's let in two runs on three hits so far, a couple of walks. And now he's on the doorstep of another one here because that third pitch is going to be high and away for ball three. Reeves grounded out to the pitcher in his first at-bat in the third inning. And this one will be a quick walk as that fourth pitch is going to be high and away as well. Now, the Stars got to be wondering about Driscoll because even though he got through that fourth inning unscathed, he really looked rattled by the home run from the third inning, stepping off and shaking off pitches in an early walk here. But there doesn't seem to be too much stirring going on in the Stars' dugout. So the top of the order is going to be Lane Pritchard at the plate. Fly to left in the first, grounded to first in the third. And he's going to take the first pitch for strike one, catches the outside of the plate on an off-speed pitch there from Driscoll. Reeves at first with a fairly sizable lead. As Driscoll really looks in there, gets the pitch he likes, and now we'll step off. Pritchard now back in there, digs in, and he will look at this pitch and actually swing and foul that one back. It's going to be quick 0-2 count on the leadoff hitter, Lane Pritchard here. Strike looking and a foul in the bottom of the fifth. Driscoll sets, checks the runner, and delivers. This is going to be hit right to the first baseman. He's going to grab it and tag the base for the quick out there. Reeves will head on down to second base. He'll be safe there. So gets the runner over, and it'll bring up shortstop number 11, Lorenzo Debrecht.
Number 11.
Debrecht grounded the short in the first. Singled to short in the third. He was on base when Gozo hit the two-run home run in the third inning. And he's going to take this first pitch and line it down the third base line. It's going to be in there, and it's going to bring Reeves all the way home. So another run in, 3-0, 45s. And Debrecht is able to advance to second after a wild throw, and now he's going to try to challenge him. Oh, I don't know what he's thinking there. He's going to be tagged out trying to get over to third. I think he might have thought that was a third base coach or somebody down there, but for whatever reason, he got to safe, got to second safely after the error on the throw-in from the left fielder, and then for whatever reason, I'm not sure why, he tried to run down to third base, but there was a guy waiting for him to tag him out. So a run-in on the direct single, but also he's going to be thrown out down at third base. As Gozo, our home run hitter, will dig in here. And he'll take the first pitch for ball one. That was high. Gozo grounded out to the pitcher in the first inning, and then also the two-run blast in the third. Two RBIs on the night. And he's going to swing at that one. That was down low. He did not look comfortable on that swing. 1-1. Driscoll gets the sign and delivers. And that's going to be high again, ball two. 2-1 to Gozo with two away here in the bottom of the fifth. They do have a run in on the DeBrecht single. Driscoll comes home with it, and this is going to be fouled off to the screen. 2-2. To Jake Gozo. His home run was almost dead straightaway center field. He really got into that one in the bottom of the third. Look to do something similar here in the bottom of the fifth. Driscoll's pitch is going to bounce in there. It's going to be ball, full count, 3-2, two away. The home run in the third inning was Gozo's ninth homer of the season, putting him tied for the lead with DeBrecht, who also has nine on the season. And he's going to swing and miss there, and that's going to be the third out of the inning. Interesting base running there from DeBrecht, but he does get an RBI single. 45's lead at 3-0 as we're going to head to the top of the sticks. When we come back, you're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the sixth inning now at Tiger Field as the Stars dig into the plate. They're down 3-0 to the 45s. Pittman's back out there for a sixth inning of work, and the first pitch is going to be grounded out to the second baseman for a quick first out here for Pittman. That was the 73rd pitch of the game, and it was Whitwright, the second baseman, or excuse me, the right fielder, the second batter in the order with the quick ground out there to the second baseman. And it'll now bring up the second baseman, Brad Grant, with one away in the top of the sixth. Grant struck out swinging in the first, singled to short in the fourth inning, and he takes the first pitch in there for ball one. Grant was 0-for-9. Before his hit in the fourth inning, so now 1-for-10 on this series. Second pitch swung on here, and this one gives this one a ride, and it's going to be down in the gap there, and he's going to stroll right into second base for a double here in the top of the sixth. really got into that one there. Looked really good. And I'll bring up Schaefer, the designated hitter, number 30, Connor Schaefer. Schaefer grounded into a fielder's choice in the first inning, struck out swinging. In the fourth inning, 0 for 2 on the day, Pittman checks his runner over at second and will get his first pitch in there for a strike looking on Schaefer. Pittman sets, checks his runner, and delivers here, and he's going to get Schaefer swinging there. Wasn't able to hold up, tried to check it, but wasn't able to do so. 0-2 now. With one away here in the top of the sixth. 45's lead at 3-0. Third pitch is going to be fouled off over the dugout of the Stars. And Grant will head back to second base as he was off on contact there, looking to get on the board here. Pittman checks the runner again, sets, checks him twice, and now will deliver. And he's going to be swung on and missed there, but Schaefer for the second out of the inning, swinging Schaefer. Took a big cut at that one, but right through it for the second out of the inning for Pittman. Kane Brock will now step to the plate here for the Stars. Brock popped out to short in the second inning, grounded into the fielder's choice in the fourth inning, 0 for 2 for Kane Brock, the third baseman, the number 5 hitter in this lineup for the Northwest Stars. Pittman sets and delivers. The first pitch to Brock is going to be inside for ball one. Grant's over there at second base for the Stars and going to get a big lead there, but the 45s don't look too concerned about it. Second pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen there, 1-1 on Kane Brock. Pittman now looking in for his sign, and he'll set and deliver. And he's going to get Brock to pop up right on the line. It's going to go into foul territory, but Sinisteros is able to grab it for the third out of the inning. Another unscathed inning here from Pittman. 3-0 45s. We're going to head to the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Free Fire Radio on Friday, July 20th, right here on KCNR.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and, of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to Tiger Field. Bottom of the sixth inning here. 45's lead at 3-0. It's Mike Sinisteros. Alex Sinisteros at the plate here. Grounded out to second in the second inning, grounded out to third in the third inning in his first two at-bats. Made a good play there to end the inning in the top of the sixth. He had to navigate the runner coming down the first baseline as he was coming towards him, and the ball was slicing foul, but did well to grab it for the last out of the last inning. He digs in here. The first two pitches both missed for balls. It's 0-2 on Sinisteros. And it's still Ryan Driscoll, the starting pitcher here for the Stars. And this third pitch is going to be hit deep out to left field, but the left fielder Doyle is going to settle underneath it and get the put out there. One away in the bottom of the sixth.
Number 30, Matt Warner.
And I'll bring up number 30, Max Warner, the right fielder, for his third plate appearance of the game. Walked in second and singled in the fourth inning. And he bats here in the bottom of the sixth with one away with a 3-0. First pitch is going to be outside for ball one. So Driscoll now up to 77 pitches as he works here in the sixth. Second pitch here to Warner is going to be low for ball two. Driscoll will now take a walk around the mound and rub the ball. Maybe a little slick here, but now back onto the mound. And he looks set to deliver another pitch. And it's going to be fouled off into the dugout, sending coaches and players scrambling out of the way of that one. Doesn't appear anybody got hit by it. 2-1 now on Max Warner. Ryan Driscoll now sets and delivers. It's going to be high for 3-1 count now to Warner. Warner is a 308 hitter in 9 games, 26 at bats. He's had 11 walks this season. Scratch that. 12 walks as he had the walk in the second inning and actually make that 13 as he walks here. That fifth pitch of the at bat is going to be high for ball four. So Siakso now back into the box here. The number six hitter, the second baseman, with a runner on and one away in the bottom of the sixth. So Siakso popped to first in the second inning and flied out to left in the fourth inning as bats here in the sixth inning. And this first pitch is swung on deep, and it is a no-doubter over the net. And it's going to bounce into the Safeway parking lot. It's going to be a two-run shot by Mike Ciancio with Warner on first, and that's going to extend the lead 5-0, 45s. That was a no-doubter there. Swung on the first pitch, didn't wait around. Driscoll tried to sneak a heater by him, but it did not work, and that was a deep, deep shot for Mike Ciancio. And it looks like it's going to be his first home run of the season. And now Kobe Zimmerman, the left fielder, will step into the plate with one out here in the bottom of the sixth. Already two home on the Sanso homer. First pitch is going to be swung on and fouled away. And now it looks like we're going to have our first stirring in the bullpen down there for the Stars as Driscoll has now let in 5 runs as he works here in the sixth inning. 83 pitches he's thrown. Zimmerman, the 0-1 pitch, is going to be in there for strike two. Zimmerman thought that one was low, but it did appear to catch just the bottom part of that plate, or the bottom part of that zone. quickly 0-2 on Kobe Zimmerman, who already has one strikeout here in the fourth inning. He struck out looking, walked in the second, and the third pitch is going to be low for ball one, 1-2. Driscoll takes a deep breath, sets and delivers, and this one's going to be fouled off Zimmerman's left foot, and it'll go down to the first base, but off his foot, so it's going to be foul, 1-2. And Driscoll now going to take his time walking back to the plate. He's really slowed things down here. I don't know if he's trying to buy some time for his teammate to get warmed up down there in the bullpen. But he does have one out here in the sixth. 45's lead at 5-0. And Zimmerman's going to take that one, struck out looking here. He didn't agree with that one. The second time he struck out in the game, both of them looking. And it will bring up the catcher, Logan Gomes, number 3. Gomes is grounded out to third, struck out swinging in the fourth, 0-2 on the night. Two away in the bottom of the sixth. First pitch is going to be swung on and grounded through. C&I single there past the shortstop, right between the shortstop and the third baseman. And Gomes on quickly here with two away. And I'll bring up the center fielder, number 21, J.J. Reeves. So as Driscoll works here in the sixth with 88 pitches thrown, you got to think this might be the end of the line for him if he can get out of this inning. And the Stars will hope he can do it without giving up any more damage than he already has. Already two home runs, two in on this inning on a home run. The first pitch is going to be low for a wild pitch, and Gomes is going to trot down to second base and be in scoring position here. So Cianso with a two-run home run here in the sixth. It was Gozo with a two-run home run in the third. And it was Debrecht with a RBI single in the fifth. Those are your scores in this game as the 45s lead at 5-0 on 6 hits. Stars, no runs on 3 hits so far. As Reeves digs in here with one ball. And a runner on second, Gomes, who singled and advanced on a wild pitch. And now time called here. It's going to be Reeves who calls for it. But it's really on Driscoll who's slowed things way down here. Really, really slowed things down. And he'll sit finally and deliver home. Reeves foul tips that one. It's going to be in the catcher's mitt for ball. For strike one, 1-1. That was Driscoll's 90th pitch of the game. Again, shaking out some signs. Now gets one he likes, checks the runner. Gomes down there at second, and now will come home with it. Bounces another one, 2-1. Didn't get far enough away from Allen for Gomes to advance there. So we'll stay here. Runner on second, 2-1 count with two away in the bottom of the sixth. Driscoll doesn't check the runner this time, comes home with it, and misses high, 3-1. Driscoll now looking in, shaking off more signs. And now he'll come home with it. And this one swung on again into the dugout, fouled off, 3-2 with two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. So Reeves fouls that off into his own dugout here down the third base line. Driscoll sets. And comes home. And this is going to be fouled off to the screen again. Seventh pitch of the bat upcoming here. It'll be the 95th for Driscoll in the game. Reeves seeing if he can extend this 5-0 lead the 45s have. And he will take the next pitch high for a walk. So now it will be Gomes at second, Reeves at first. And the top of the order, Lane Pritchard, will now dig in here with two away in the bottom of the sixth. Pritchard 0-for-3 on the night. Flied to left in the first. Grounded to first in the third, and grounded to first in the fifth. He had been hot before tonight. He was 4-for-9 on the series with 5 RBI and a walk. So maybe he's due one here. He swings at the first pitch. It's a chopper right to the second baseman who juggles it a little bit but is able to grab it and throw over to first base. And it'll end the inning. A 2-run home run for the 45s, and they extend their lead to 5-0. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time. Looking for a new laminate for your home or office that's waterproof? Yes, you heard me, waterproof. This takes the worry of your floor being destroyed by water out of the picture. Just ask our professional staff at Design Time about this new exciting product. Visit our showrooms on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Top of the seventh inning here at Tiger Field. Pittman back out here for his seventh inning of work. He's thrown 82 pitches so far, 60 for strikes, 22 balls. And the batter for the Stars is going to be number 25, Torin Boden, the first baseman. He's walked and popped out to center so far in this game, and he'll take the first pitch high for ball one. Second pitch is going to be in there for strike one. It was right on the knees there. Took it looking. And it looks like the 45s now have some action, maybe down in the bullpen, so Pittman could be nearing the end of the game. As the third pitch is going to be lined out there in to center field and down for a hit. So another leadoff runner on for the Stars. They have yet to be able to convert that into the runs as they trail 5-0 in the top of the seventh. So Boden on. Elder will come up to bat. Elder has reached once after striking out. He struck out in the second, struck out in the fifth, and struck out in the fifth. That was the one that the catcher dropped the pitch and was safe. So he's been on base, but struck out twice already today. And he'll take the first pitch was fouled. The second pitch is going to be fouled off to, took for a strike here. So quickly 0-2 on Elder. With a runner on, nobody out in the top of the seventh. This is going to be a double play ball here right to the second baseman. 4-6-3 on the putout. Well turned there by the 45s of Cianco to DeBrecht to Sinisteros. And easily gets Bowden and Elder out for two quick outs here. And now we'll bring up the catcher, number two, Trent Allen. And the first pitch is going to be in there for a strike. On Allen. Allen's grounded out to first in the second inning and singled to left in the fifth inning. And second pitch is going to be grounded right to the shortstop. And it's going to be a quick inning there by Pittman. 89 pitches, very efficient through seven. We're headed to the seventh inning stretch. You're listening to Colt 35's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank.
...have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Alza Wet.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, have anything to say? Wannabe water, when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door. Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple, natural spring water.
The birds are chirping and temperatures are on the rise, so your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SSD Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Redding, 530-241-1167.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Redding and was the recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Holiday Harbor on Lake Shasta has it all for your summer fun. Looking to make great family memories this summer? Holiday Harbor has been named as one of the top 10 houseboat marinas in the nation, according to customers who come back year after year. Holiday Harbor has the best deals on the best boats. Houseboats, patio boats, fishing boats, ski boats, and then there's the toy box. Wakeboards, paddle boards, jet skis, and pool toys. We feature a great restaurant for breakfast and lunch. We are open 7 days a week from 8 to 4, Memorial Day to Labor Day. Have a great vacation without a long drive or airport hassles. Holiday Harbor is conveniently located just a mile off the freeway, exit 695. Go to lakeshasta.com or call 530-238-2383 to reserve your summer fun today.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Tiger Field, bottom of the seventh now. 45s lead at 5-0 here as they come to bat. New pitcher for the Stars as Driscoll's night is over after 96 pitches, allowing 5 runs on 6 hits here. And the new pitcher is going to be Whitwright, who comes in from right field, and they will lose their DH as Schaefer moves in to play right field. As Lorenzo DeBrecht will step up to plate here in the bottom of the seventh, the shortstop. DeBrecht grounded out to short in the first, single to short in the third, and single to left. So 2 for 3 with RBI and a run tonight. Not a bad night for him. Fouls off the first pitch here. His only mistake tonight was after his RBI single, he was able to advance on an error and then inexplicably tried to get down to third base when the base was not open and was tagged out there trying to stretch the third. Second pitch is going to be high for ball two. For ball one. The first one was foul ball, so 1-1 count here on DeBrecht. Brecht, a 309 hitter coming into tonight. So he's raised that a little bit with the two hits. Fouls this one off back, and that one right into a windshield there in the parking lot. 1-2. Whitwright delivers here, swung on and missed, and he's going to be put out as Brett tried to run down there, but the catcher, Allen, throws it down to Bowden for the put out. It'll bring up number 13, Jake Gozo, the designated hitter. Gozo grounded out to the pitcher in the first, had the two-run home run in the third, and struck out swinging in the fifth. 1-for-3 night with two RBIs and a run scored, and he will take the first pitch high for ball one. Whitwright sets and delivers, and this is going to be popped high up right around the second base. It's going to be really high. The second baseman loses it. The shortstop is able to run over and make the play. Dyer makes a great play as Grant was underneath it. But he lost it here and runs out of the way. Dyer is able to recover there for the second out of the inning for Whitwright. And that was a big league fly ball right there, way high in the air. I think it went above the lights, which made Grant lose it there for a second. But Dyer all over it, and they'll bring up Siniceros with two away here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Siniceros grounded to second in the second, grounded to the third in the third, and flied out to left in the sixth inning, and swings at this first pitch here, 0-1. Whitwright delivers home here, and it's going to be low for ball one. Whitwright, a lefty pitcher as well as Driscoll, so 45 is getting heavy doses of left-handed pitching today. And swung on and missed there from Siniceros, 1-2. Whitwright sets, delivers. This one's going to be popped up again to the second baseman, and this could be trouble, but the second baseman, Grant, recovers, gets the put out there. Three quick outs there for Whitwright, who comes in relief. But the 45s still lead at 5-0 after 7. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi. I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 AM. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flotline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
New pitcher here for the 45s. As we enter the top of the eighth inning, it's going to be number 49, Jake Parent. As Rance Pittman's night is over, solid performance for him. 7 innings pitched, just 4 hits, 2 walks, 7 strikeouts on 89 pitches. So very effective, very efficient for him. And Jake Parent will come on in relief in the top of the eighth. The batter is going to be Doyle here for the Stars. The left fielder struck out looking in the third and grounded to second in the fifth, and the first pitch is going to miss for ball one. Parent comes home again here and misses high for ball two. Parent sets. Delivers out of the windup here, and this is going to be popped up high to the second baseman, or excuse me, the shortstop who's underneath it is DeBrecht, who calmly grabs it and puts away the first out of the inning in the top of the eighth. And I'll bring up Brooks Dyer, the top of the order again here for the Northwest Stars. The shortstop, he walked in the first, flied out to center in the third and grounded to the pitcher. So 0 for 2 with the walk tonight. And he's going to bunt here. The parent will get over to it, make the play, and quick two outs, four pitches on two outs for Jake Parent here in relief as Dyer tried to get Parent napping there with the bunt. But it didn't work out there. Two quick outs here in the top of the eighth. And I'll bring up the pitcher, Whitwright. And he takes the first pitch inside for strike one, looking. So apparently looking to get out of this inning quick, and now it looks like it may be a bug flew in his eye here as he'll step off and regather himself. And now he delivers. The second pitch is going to be grounded out to the second baseman. And it's going to be a quick 1-2-3 inning. Six pitches does it for Jake Parent. 5-0 45s. We're heading to the bottom of the eighth when we come back. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit at Wind River Spa. Indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the eighth inning here at Tiger Field. Whitwright out for his second inning of work in relief. He's thrown just the 10 pitches to get through the bottom of the seventh quickly here. 45's lead at 5-0. They've scored twice in the third, once in the fifth, twice in the sixth. Two home runs are the big blast, two home runs. And it will bring up number 30 here for the 45s. That's going to be Warner. Warner walked in the second, walked in the sixth, and in between that, he singled in the fourth inning. So one for one, two walks, and a run scored. Whitwright had been playing right field, came in to pitch here, and his first pitch of the inning is going to be outside for ball one. Whitwright delivers again here, and that's going to catch the bottom of the zone, strike one on Warner. And the third pitch of the at-bat here is going to be inside there, 2-1. Nobody out, bottom of the eighth here at Tiger Field. Whitride delivers here. This is going to be popped up over the heads and out of the ballpark here, and it's going to bounce up into a truck back behind us here in the announcer's booth. It'll be 2-2 on Warner. Whitright pitching out of the windup here, delivers low. It's going to be a full count here for Warner. And the payoff pitch coming, and it's going to be high for ball four, the third walk of the game for Warner. And his other at-bat was a hit, so a great night here for Warner.
Number 38, Mike Ciancio.
And it'll bring up Mike Ciancio, whose two-run home run in the sixth inning extended the lead from 3-5, and it was Warner who was on base after a walk, so maybe we could duplicate things here in the bottom of the eighth. This time it's Whitright pitching. This out of the stretch, this is going to be a high pop-up. It's going to be out of play into the parking lot again. 0-1. So Ciancio popped to first in the second, fly to left in the fourth, and then the big two-run home run in the sixth inning that was way out of here into the Safeway parking lot. And he's going to look at his second pitch of the at-bat here, and he's going to swing on this one, and it's going to be lying down the left field line and just slice foul. So Whitright quickly 0-2. On Ciancio, but both of them, he gave rides. One fouled back, one down the left field line here. And now Whitright checks his runner over at first. It's Warner, and he'll come home with this one, and it's going to be inside for a strikeout here, and Ciancio really did not like that, shaking his head as he heads back to the dugout. One away in the bottom of the eighth with Warner at first, and it'll bring up number 22, Kobe Zimmerman, the left fielder. Zimmerman walked in the second, struck out looking in the fourth, and struck out swinging in the sixth. 267 hitter coming into tonight. 45s are 15-10 on the season, looking to extend that to 16-10. And they look to be in good shape to set up a sweep for tomorrow if they can hang on to this five-run lead that they have here. Whitright checks Warner over at first, but Warner safely in there. And this pitch is fouled back into the screen, 0-1. So Whitright did throw over there to Warner, but that pickoff attempt had no venom on it, and Warner didn't even get dirty down there at first base. So Zimmerman has a man on first with one strike, one out here in the bottom of the eighth. Whitright looking over again to Warner as he sets and checks the runner again and now delivers home, and it's going to be strike two. So, again, a great performance out of your starting pitcher, Vance Pittman, through seven innings, just the four hits, seven strikeouts with no runs scored for the Northwest Stars today. Whitwright delivers home here, and this is going to be grounded right to the shortstop, who grabs it and steps on the bag for a fielder's choice, not able to get Zimmerman over at first. So Zimmerman will stay at first, two away here in the bottom of the eighth. So it looked like Dyer, the shortstop, had a play or a chance at the double play, but kind of almost tripped as he was going there over the second base. So Zimmerman able to stay at first. It'll bring up catcher Logan Gomes here with two away and a runner at first in the bottom of the eighth. First pitch is in there for a strike. Gomes grounded the third in the second, struck out swinging in the fourth, and singled to short in the sixth. One for three tonight. And the second pitch from Whitwright as he checks the runner three or four times, and this is going to be popped up high. Slicing foul. It looks like it's not going to be playable, and it's going to drop harmlessly for a strike. 0-2. As Zimmerman had rounded with two outs, was off on all contact all the way over to third, and now he'll trot back over to first base. And Gomes will regroup here. So 45's lead it here, 5-0. They have six hits. Both teams pretty clean defensively, no errors tonight. And Whitwright comes home with two outs here and two strikes. And he'll actually step off. He kept checking that runner over there. Zimmerman seems concerned that Zimmerman might be running here with two strikes and two away here in the bottom of the eighth. And what right now will deliver here, and it's going to be inside ball one. So Whitwright again looks concerned about Zimmerman. Zimmerman doesn't have a great lead there, but and he's going to come home with it and swung on and missed there for Gomes. He's going to go down swinging here, his second strike out of the game. And it's going to end the inning here at bottom of the eighth. We're headed to the ninth inning. 45's lead at 5-0. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Imagine living in a planned community that features a regional park for you and your family to enjoy, plus walking trails, fabulous open spaces, and so much more. You can find all of this, plus the designer home you've always dreamed of at Chastina Ranch. Built by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. Chastina Ranch is located just off Airport Road on Shasta View. Homes in Chastina Ranch feature green technology, water-conserving toilets, faucets, and showerheads, energy-efficient LED lighting, and programmable irrigation systems. Distinctive exterior features including 30-year composite roofing in a variety of colors, designer entry doors, and of course with Palomar Builders, exceptional interiors. Plans including 9-foot and 10-foot ceilings throughout. Beautiful designer kitchens with granite slab countertops and full tile backsplash. To see Chastina Ranch, just take Airport Road to Shasta View. For more information, contact Rhonda Culp of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 949-8613. Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Top of the ninth inning now here at Tiger Field. Jacob Parent coming out for a second inning of work here through just the six pitches to get through the eighth inning. And his last chance saloon here from the Northwest Stars as they trail 5-0. need to score at least five to keep this going here. But Parent looking to slam the door here in the ninth inning. Our first batter is going to be second baseman Brad Grant. Grant is 2-for-3 tonight with a double. Struck out swinging in the first, singled in the fourth, and doubled to left in the sixth. But Parent looked pretty calm and collected as he came out of the bullpen in the eighth inning after a brilliant seven innings from our starter, Pittman, who gave up just four hits tonight. So Parent looking to make quick work of these stars here. Again, just six pitches to get through the eighth inning. And his first pitch home here is going to be in there for strike one. So Grant, who has the two hits tonight, has accounted for half of the offense of the Stars here. Their other hit coming from Bowden and Allen. Second pitch is going to miss there for ball one, 1-1. Third pitch is going to be lined here. Another hit here for Grant. It's going to be his third of the night. And is going to be able to stay in there. Oh, he's going to try to stretch it for a double. And he's going to be safe. Caught DeBrecht napping there as the ball came in from Zimmerman, who threw it into DeBrecht. And DeBrecht didn't think he would try to stretch that, but he did. They're going to rule that a double. So a second double of the night for Grant. And now they got something brewing here as Schaefer. Actually, we're going to have a pinch hitter come up here for Schaefer. It's going to be number one, Gore. So Gore takes the first pitch for a strike looking. He's got a man and runner running position, scoring position, I should say. And swings and misses at the next pitch here from Parent. Parent didn't look thrilled about giving up that double, so now he's refocused himself and two quick strikes here on Gore. So Spencer Gore, 0-for-4 in this series before tonight with one walk, and he takes this pitch right at the knees, and they're going to ring him up here, strike three for the first out of the inning. And it will bring up Kane Brock, number 17, the third baseman. 0-for-3 tonight, popped short in the second, grounded into fielder's choice in the fourth, and popped out to first in the sixth inning, and as he bats here in the top of the ninth with one away. First pitch is going to be fouled, and is actually going to bounce right off one of these poles right back to Parent. And Parent just grabs it and is going to deliver it, but the umpire is going to take it away from him as it's got a scuff mark on it there. 0-1. And actually, it was announced that it was Brock but at the plate, but it's actually, as I'm looking at it, it's a pinch hitter here. It's number six, Riley Kramer, who fouled off that first pitch. And takes the second pitch for a ball, 1-1. And takes the third pitch for strike two, right at the knees looking. So Kramer before tonight, this series, he's 1-for-4 on the series. He does have an RBI. He's got a man in running scoring position now. We'll look to add to his RBI total, but he will swing through that one and miss two outs. So the Stars now on to their last out, and it's going to be another pinch hitter here. It's going to be number 13. And that's going to be Luke Farah. Farah 1-for-4 in this series with a walk as well. As they're down to their last out, Jake Parent on the mound, looking to slam the door shut here for the 45s. And the first pitch is going to be low. Ball one. The runner at second, Grant, way off the bag. 45s don't really care about him that much, as they got to score five times to keep this running. And the ball's fouled off down to the dugout. The Stars dugout it was, down the right field line. Sends some players scrambling for cover. Everybody checks out all clear here. No injuries. 1-1 on Luke Farah. Parent sets and delivers. And it's going to be low ball two. 2-1. Jackson Elder on deck for the Stars if they get to him. He's 0-4 tonight. And this pitch is going to be fouled off into the screen. 2-2. So 45 is looking to shut the door here. Jake Perrin on the mound. They lead 5-0 in the top of the ninth with two away. 2-2 is the count on Luke Farah. Perrin gets his sign and deliver home. And it's going to be grounded right to the shortstop. He's going to gather, throw over to first, and that's going to be your ball game here. Jake Parent slams the door shut, 21 pitches, gives up with just the one hit, and the 45s win it 5-0, and they increase their win total to 16 on the season, 16-10. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll do a post-game wrap for you here. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five-Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and success. Isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, ratings, and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Real people, real winners. Summer is here, and now is the perfect time to do some luxury camping, also known as glamping. Glamping. Imagine waking up in the wilderness in the comfort of your brand new Keystone Colt Travel Camper. Play our Summer Glamping Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win free slot play, prizes, or a travel camper. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times the entries on Mondays and Thursdays. Plus, we always have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Earn entries all month long to increase your chances to win a Keystone Colt Travel Camper from Camping World of Reading. This camper is loaded to the brim with fun amenities and plenty of sleeping room. Let's go glamping. Redefining what it means to be one with nature in style. Drawings Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Final drawing Tuesday, July 31st, where you could win a travel camper for summer glamping. Plus, camping accessories. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back in as we have the Colt 45's 5-0 winners on 6 hits. No errors for them tonight. The Northwest Stars, no runs on 5 hits. Also no errors for them. Their starting pitcher getting the loss is Ryan Driscoll, who through 6 innings gave up 5 earned runs on 6 hits. Walked 5, struck out 4. The winning pitcher tonight, Rance Pittman for the Colt 45s, 7 innings pitch, 4 hits, just the 2 walks and 7 strikeouts on 89 pitches. Very efficient. Your standout performers on offense for the 45s, Jake Gozo with a 2-run home run. He was 1-for-4 with a 2-run shot. And Mike Cianso also with a two-run home run, also one for four. That was really all the offense we needed, though, tonight from the 45s, as it was the main man, Rance Pittman, pitching the seven-inning shutout baseball, and they take game three of this series and now set up for a sweep tomorrow night where they will play the Northwest Stars, a 6:15 first pitch schedule for there tonight, or excuse me, for tomorrow night, and your 45s advance to 16-10 on the season. Thanks for joining us tonight. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, again at 6:15 for the conclusion of this series, a four-game series here. My name is Dan Anderson, and for the producer, Jared King, thanks for joining us tonight for Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Fancy white shoe law firm, I think that's how they call it, or elite law firm. She was a appellate judge, and there was one other thing. Oh, law professor. You would think she would be an expert at being on the Supreme Court, and apparently she's real young and scary smart.
Scary smart and busy at 40-something years old. This is maybe the hardest time, the most challenging time to be a mom, let alone have the most important job in the country, the most important country, if I do say so myself. Here's a flashback of an exchange she had on the job as Supreme Court Justice to November 3rd, 2016. Cut one.
As I was saying before, I think that's not the right qualification for a justice. I mean, we shouldn't be putting people on the court that share our policy preferences. We should be putting people on the court who want to apply the Constitution. And by the way, on the individual rights or the minority rights, when the Constitution demands that minority rights be protected, that's what we want justices to do. That's their job.
So that was just her speaking about her philosophy.
Right. Her judicial philosophy, which is identical to Donald Trump. She said she was going to follow the Constitution. She's not going to go. She would not. And at that point, she didn't know she was in the running. She's not going to go sit down and, interpret
right.
And make up, legislate from the bench. She's going to look at the Constitution and try to figure out what they meant.
All right. And before we move on from her, I went to Brett Kavanaugh, who was a runner-up last time. Judge Gorsuch got the job. Here is a little of the pushback. Should she get the job, she should expect more of this. Cut two.
Amy Barnett went to Notre Dame. She is very Catholic.
It's kind of a dubious position, but I'm sure that whoever, if he does pick a woman, she'll be known as the Aunt Lydia of the Supreme Court.
Reported ties that she has. An interesting religious group that, for example, labels heads of household, the men, the heads, the women, the handmaidens.
Who's Aunt Lydia again?
I don't know.
Pizza is from The Handmaid's Tale, his favorite. Is that a series or is that a movie?
That's the one, if you remember, that Michelle Wolf referenced to in regards to Sarah Sanders.
Okay.
Again. Okay. But she is very Catholic. She went to Notre Dame. Is that a problem? I didn't know that was a problem.
A lot of people go to Notre Dame, and it's not a problem. Judge Napolitano went to Notre Dame. I think it's just that she is they're all worried that the new person, who would be essentially a swing person toward the majority, which would be more conservative, would outlaw Roe v. Wade. But I haven't heard anybody seriously suggest they would actually do that.
Right.
Ship has sailed.
That is. So you have Brett Kavanaugh would really please the Bush people. They would get behind full force if Brett Kavanaugh was nominated. So that would be good. That might be a turnoff for President Trump, but it would be good for people like Karl Rove and company who wrote about him, knows about him, might be able to unify the Republican Party. If do you think that would be a factor, plus or minus?
I just think anybody the president puts up is going to get a battle royale. They just don't want to see him get a win. And ultimately, they would like to see the Supreme Court 4-4, four conservatives and four liberals. Whoever the next person is will make it 5-4. Although it sounds like Chief Justice Roberts essentially will take the role of the swing person, the Kennedy. But, you know, they would prefer it coming up in a dead heat, 4-4, from now on. That's what they want, ultimately. That's
right.
Their game plan.
I think the president, the word is he really would love to nominate a woman. We'll see if Coney Barrett is that woman. And then we'll find out about Raymond Kethledge, who also seems strong. And most Republicans say, I look at that list, I'm fine with that list. You think Senator Mike Lee is a legitimate contender?
Well, he did get a phone call, but I don't know that he was called into the White House. So I had a little conversation with over the weekend. I don't know. It sounds like it was serious. My whole point to him was, hey, your brother's also on the list. Did he get called? And he did not.
The day that position opened, the next day he was on our show, and he wants it. He absolutely wants a job. So it's kind of interesting to see somebody wanted that bad.
But the president needs his vote in the U.S. Senate to confirm him, and apparently, technically, he could vote for himself.
Yes.
But it just looks bad.
Right. Well, if you don't support yourself, who will support you?
Well, that's a good point.
That's good for
But if he, think about it, if he were the tie-breaking vote and he voted for himself, that's just going to be bad.
It'll get everybody to be on the Statue of Liberty. Michael Moore. You think Michael Moore ever get on the Statue of Liberty with a sign?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
All right. So this NATO summit is coming up July 11th. I would love to see the president talk about how we have adjusted to a cybersecurity team. I'd love for him to talk about that we have come up with a 30-day plan to quickly deploy air, land, and sea. I'd love to talk about how every one of the NATO nations has increased spending, as opposed to when of every one of these nations going to hit the right threshold. What about you?
I think when is everybody going to pay their bill is a more potent message for the base. For the president, and I think that's what he's going to push.
But do you think that I think that a unified message coming out of NATO, hey, guys, I appreciate the increase. I know you can get over the threshold. I got these pledges. We're going to get there. I love the improvement. Then you go meet Putin. Mm-hmm. You not only looks better when you go to sit down, I think it looks better for our NATO allies, 29 strong, who fight with us in Afghanistan, fight with us in Iraq,
right,
who have been successful for 60, 70 years.
Yeah.
And I know we pay most of the freight, but that's the power of being a superpower.
Well, boo-hoo, Germany makes plenty of dough. They're less than 1%. It's close to 1% they pay.
1.4.
They will eventually get to 1.5 in 2025. How is that fair for us? I mean, we make more money, absolutely. But if we are, think about it, NATO is over where Germany is for the most part, and we've got interest there, strategic interest with our allies. But we are protecting them. They should be paying 10%.
Right, they should. But they're getting closer.
And then they're not even doing 1.5.
Six president.
Right. I think he's going to leave that meeting, and it's going to be clear that he will have socked a couple more world leaders in the nose, and it'll be like, I can't believe he came in here to our party and demanded more money.
I hope not.
But his base will love it. They will love it.
Right. But we do want... I do think there's opportunity for the president to not even stretch to point out success he's already had. More success than both Bushes and Reagans, mm-hmm. and goes back to Ford where they're complaining about the same thing.
So
this president's made, in the Washington Post, they said the past 18 months, the United States and NATO partners have continued to lift their game, bolstering their collective capabilities aligned against the Russia threat, increasing defense resources, developing new initiatives to address NATO's operational shortcomings. This could be the president's success story. Where he says, I'm 2/3 of the way there. Get me to the last third. I'm going to be back here in 6 months. I want to see more than 6 countries hitting that number. Do you agree with that?
I think anytime you can get together, that's a good thing. But at the same time, it's kind of like, hey, I'm the only guy around this table, except for Estonia and 2 other guys, who are actually paying the freight. Now, look at this record of achievement, which, Brian, you have detailed. And it's like, how much of that did I pay for? And how much of it are you responsible for?
Right. Dave Ignatius joined in. He was on another channel. But I love his sources on the international scene. Cut 24.
These officials are terrified of contradicting a president whose judgments from hour to hour, day to day, they just don't know. And I think that's one of the great untold stories in national security. And this is worrying our allies who try to look at this and are finally just shrugging their shoulders and saying, you know, we're just going to have to make our own plans. In Asia, the South Koreans and the Japanese, our key allies in Asia, have watched the conduct of the negotiations with North Korea in the same way. What's this guy going to do next? They don't know. And they're beginning, my point is, they're beginning to make alternative plans for their security. And that's really what should concern us as they begin to move away from what's been a reliable American security umbrella toward different ways of thinking about how to stay safe.
Different ways. I mean, he's trying to paint President Trump as unstable. You never know what he's going to do. And that's just part of the narrative.
Right. Charles Lane weighed in, the Washington Post, Cut 22, on a special report last night.
This is a longstanding problem, and I think privately, and I've talked to them many times, the Germans will tell you that they want to spend more on defense. A big part of the problem is that they have a party in the governing coalition, the Social Democrats, who are very much opposed to that. Their problem, in a way, is their GDP is growing so fast that it's hard to spend more on defense fast enough to get to that 2% mark. The reason Greece is over 2% is that its GDP collapsed, so that just staying in place. Having said all that, this is one of those where so much depends on how the president makes this demand and or request.
See, that's an interesting point. But what I would say is, if I'm Angela Merkel, I have no choice. I'm treaty obligated to pay 2%. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't even be up for a vote.
Right. And so why doesn't our government do that? The United States of America is keeping her safe at night. So where's the 2%?
Right. You know what else?
And that's the letter that the president wrote last week to those Angela Merkel, Trudeau, and who else was it? Two other nations. Come on, you guys. Catch up.
Yes, I thought that was hysterical in that he writes the letter. It's very direct. It's, hey, we need you to spend more. And Belgium came out and said, I don't find this, I am unimpressed with this type of letter. Really?
Yeah.
No, that's nice.
Of course.
Half your country's is basically turned on itself. We know what's happening in the streets of Belgium in far too many places. And we know that they're unimpressed with that type of letter demanding to spend more in the GDP. Credit the UK, credit Poland, credit Estonia. And Greece for that reason. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they're hitting 2%. So why can't
Is the UK paying 2%?
Yeah. They got the 2%.
Okay. Well, that's great. They are our oldest ally in Europe. But it's, you know, we are providing the leadership on NATO. And, you know, America's – think about this. One of the things that the president suggested last week regarding the problem with immigration at our southern border is if the other nations between us and where the people are coming from are not going to cooperate, we're going to cut off the money to them. It is a very potent message to his base. We are paying for all this stuff. We've done it for years, but that didn't work. That has gotten us to where we are. We're going to start exhibiting a little more fiscal restraint.
All right, Steve, when we come back, we're going to be talking about what took place yesterday on July 4th with that perilous climb for 16 NYPD officials, experts, who had to take down this 44-year-old protester who decided to sit on the base of the Statue of Liberty and shut down Liberty Island for the remainder of the day, basically all of the afternoon. Interrupt live coverage, although it was great to see a best of the five. Mm-hmm. I think we stayed with it through that time. I think it was a good decision. I hate to give this woman credit. Her message was abolish ICE. In your mind, did it win any converts with that type of conduct? That story when we come back.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents.
We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545-0785. Again, 1-800-545-0785.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-233-8540. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-233-8540. That's 800-233-8540. 800-233-8540.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
We received a call for a person climbing up on the Statue of Liberty. I'd say it was around 3:15. We wound up having to respond onto a harbor launch to get over there, so it was limited the equipment that we could bring. Once we got there, State Park Police brought us up to the location at the base where she was, and that's when we started to engage in conversation with her. She was basically up there saying about the children in Texas.
That was Detective Brian Glacken talking about what brought him to the Statue of Liberty on the 4th of July, and it wasn't because he had a ticket. It was because he had to do his job and get this woman off the Statue of Liberty, reopen Liberty Island. We don't know what she was up to. We also know the FBI thwarted a terror attack that would be in Cleveland, and we have a huge counter-terror unit on every iconic American day, especially the 4th of July, where they want to hit. Steve Ducey here. Steve, pretty perilous. They broke into all local programming in New York, I don't know, around the country, to see what they were up to, but the sign said abolish ICE. And my thing is, if you want to win converts to your cause, what makes you think that's the way to do it?
Well, Brian, I am sure that if you don't like the president and you don't like the immigration policy or whatever, you probably were at home cheering, going, yeah, that's good, getting the message out. That is contrary to, you know, obviously the other point of view, which is she put those police officers in peril herself by going up there when she was in danger, and they had to go rescue her, rescue slash arrest her.
They tried to disavow. So the resistance movement, I guess, tried to disavow her. To agree. Evidently, she was protesting earlier in the day.
Right.
Michael Moore tweeted this out: "Happy Resistance Day. The revolt continues some 242 years later. Come on, people, let's finish this."
Yeah, I don't know exactly what that means. Look, there is a very vocal part of the American dialogue right now, which is trying to wake people up. Hey, we got a problem in Washington. His name is Donald Trump, and we've got to do something about it going into the midterms. They're trying to energize people to be part of this resistance. But the problem, Brian, is there are a lot of people who actually think the president's doing a good job. I mean, you look at the unemployment, you look at the stock market, you look at the tax cuts. A lot of people are feeling okay. In fact, one of the Sunday shows, I think, was it Chuck Todd who said, like it or not, President Trump is winning?
Yeah, although if you watch his show, he hates every second of that, like Chris Matthews, too. He just casually, Chris Matthews says, now let's talk about the president's tone. What a buffoon. I'm going, wait a minute, what a buffoon? I mean, why is that acceptable? You could comment. I just don't know how. I couldn't imagine saying that about any U.S. president. Real quick, don't you believe it's time for the president to start announcing that he's doing these trade deals instead of blowing up these trade deals? Because I hear Argentina is ready to be done, the smaller ones. South Korea is ready to be announced. That Mexico could be done pretty quickly. So what are you hearing?
Well, I just think this is part of the negotiation. It's all part of the negotiation. You know, at 12:01 tomorrow morning Eastern time, the tariffs against China are going to go into effect. And what is going on right now in the steel and aluminum stocks? They're going up. The Chinese stocks are going up. What that suggests is those industries think we're on the verge of a deal. You know, you get right up, you know, it's like plea bargaining. Before we go to trial, I'll cut a deal. There could be a deal at the last minute to avert everything.
I think that would be interesting with China and then the EU. Wouldn't it be nice to have a proposal of the EU goes, I hear you. And you heard what our ambassador to Germany said. We have proposed a zero tariff, both of us, when it comes to
autos.
That'd
be great. It's all part of the negotiation.
Brian Kilmeade Show. Thanks, Steve. See you tomorrow. Fox and Friends.
Bye-bye.
Fred Bear on Fox News Channel.
Every day I wake up and I think, who knows what's going to happen? Not only through the day, but in the next hour. We're 24/7 news, but we're really down to the minute. So our job is to cut through the talking points, no matter the party, no matter the ideology, to try to get the bottom line truth of the day. You take a deep breath, you realize you're in the moment, and do your job.
On Fox News Channel, real news, real honest opinion.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call us at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah. I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SSD Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Wyndham Lane in Redding, 530-241-1167.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
This hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRostro. A Thai governor says the operation to bring out 12 schoolboys and their soccer coach from deep inside a cave where they've been trapped for 2 weeks has begun. Some 13 foreign and 5 Thai divers are taking part in the rescue that could take 2 to 4 days. The government says the divers went in around 10 a.m. Sunday, and the boys will gradually come out, accompanied by 2 divers each. 2 days of talks with North Korean officials and questions still abound.
The work that we do is a path towards complete denuclearization.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo meeting with Kim Jong-chul and other North Korean officials in Pyongyang Saturday. But North Korea's foreign ministry later described the 2 days of talks harshly, accusing the U.S. side of making gangster-like demands, pressuring it to unilaterally abandon its nuclear weapons. The ministry said it had expected Pompeo might offer trust-building measures. Speaking to reporters at the airport just before leaving North Korea, the Secretary of State maintained a more positive tone.
These are complicated issues, but we made progress on almost all of the central issues.
Pompeo says a path has been laid out for working-level negotiations. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Beryl's weakened to a tropical storm, but was still expected to dump heavy rain over the Lesser Antilles at the end of the weekend on its way to the Eastern Caribbean. Britain's prime minister claiming victory in her bid to unite her fractious cabinet behind her Brexit policy. Theresa May says her government intends to work on trade deals with other countries to help boost the British economy.
There's a legal issue as long as we're still a member of the European Union. We can't sign up to free trade deals with other countries. But we will be able to put those free trade deals into place when we, at the end of the implementation period, so December 2020 that is, we will be able to put those trade deals into place.
News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Even though the 4th of July is behind us, every July is our Independence Month. Become a patriot. Declare your independence from big mobile companies. Break free from big mobile's hidden fees, the line charges, the complicated pricing. Start celebrating simplicity with Patriot Mobile. And the pricing is simple and straightforward. Patriot Mobile also covers your switching and installment fees as a contract credit, up to $1,500 per account when you join. And from each Patriot's bill comes a contribution to the vital donations of conservative organizations that fight for freedom every day. What a great month to remember that. This month, enjoy a new Motorola E4 or an E4 Plus smartphone for only $4 a month. Save over 40% on this terrific water-resistant phone, perfect for summer, and help bring about conservative change. Independence has never sounded so liberating. Don't wait. Offer only available while supplies last. Make the switch today by calling 1-800-A-PATRIOT or by visiting www.patriotmobile.com/you. That's patriotmobile.com/you. Be a patriot. Switch. Make conservative change happen every time you use your cell phone. Patriot Mobile, your new cellular resource for patriotism.
Washington State voters will likely decide in November whether to charge industrial emitters a fee for their carbon pollution.
A broad, diverse coalition of tribes, community, labor, and environmental groups say they've gathered enough signatures to put a carbon fee measure on the ballot. It comes 2 years after voters in the state rejected a carbon tax that would have been the first in the nation. Sponsors of Initiative 1631 say it'll hold corporate polluters accountable. Critics warn that implementing a fee will raise gasoline and energy prices on consumers, calling it a massive tax increase on families.
Jeremy House reports the money raised would be spent on projects for renewable energy, forests, and other natural resources. Beijing is calling it the biggest trade war in economic history. This as the U.S. and China have hiked tariffs on billions of dollars of each other's goods. Check out more of these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A North Carolina woman has pleaded guilty to falsely enrolling foreign teens sought by basketball recruiters and coaches in her small private school.
Evelyn Mack faces up to 10 years in prison after pleading guilty to a felony charge of concealing, harboring, or shielding unlawful aliens. A federal indictment says she took about $1,000 per student for recruiters to falsely represent around 75 teens as students in Evelyn Mack Academy. The Charlotte Observer reports that the school, which she's run since 2000, was authorized to enroll high school students under F-1 visas. Patrick Frost reporting.
Another country is moving its embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. The Slovakian government's in the process of relocating its delegates from Tel Aviv to the Israeli capital. Ever since President Trump ordered the U.S. embassy move back in May, other countries have been following suit, including Guatemala and Paraguay. More at townhall.com.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind, right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460 with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
From the Fox News Radio studios in New York City, information you want, truth you demand. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, hi everybody, Brian Kilmeade here. Hope you had a fantastic 4th of July, and you're getting ready for a big, rest of the summer. Now it's official. We'll take some phone calls this hour. We're privileged to have with us Dana Perino and Candace Owens at the bottom of the hour. But before we get started with Dana and find out what she was doing July 4th, specifics and all, let's go to the Big Three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three. Number three.
I am not about to let this country go by the way of Donald Trump.
And it's not just Trump voters that get turned off about it. They understand that you have a person here who's trying to solve the situation, and then you have these other people who are just climbing on the Statue of Liberty.
Here you go. Two visions of America on America's birthday, and both very much on display. Trump's view, booming economy, a rehabbed military, rebalancing trade. The Democrats' view, no jobs, bad health care, no justice for people of color, and an outright apology from Chelsea Handler to the world for having a president like Donald Trump. Where do you stand?
Number two.
I really hope Kim Jong-un is not trying to play this president. I think it's time for max pressure 2.0.
He's heading off to the NATO summit. He's going to deliver a really tough message at NATO saying, you guys got to start coughing up the money.
North Korea and NATO. In days, we will see a big win or a disappointing loss for President Trump. The NATO summit coming up next week. Of course, there's a lot to point out that NATO has done better since Trump took over. However, he is pushing them to get to their 2% of the GDP. Like President Bush, like Ronald Reagan, like Barack Obama, like Bill Clinton, the president's having much more success. Will he show the improvement or emphasize where we're falling short? I say show the improvement, be unified as you get ready for Vladimir Putin. And in North Korea, the most important visit yet is taking place today and tomorrow as our Secretary of State has landed there and say, hey, Kim Jong-un, do something about your nuclear arsenal or the deal is off.
Number one.
We don't even know who the nominee is. I'm amazed that people have already committed to voting either for or against the nominee whose identity they do not know.
Wow, we're about to, though, and Senator Susan Collins feeling a big push as a moderate Republican, as is Senator Murkowski. The Supreme Court choice has been made, according to John Roberts, and Monday it'll be announced, according to the president. Who will that be? Between Brett Kavanaugh, we understand, Raymond Kethledge, we understand, Amy Coney Barrett. Those are the top choices, according to our great reporter, John Roberts. Welcome, Dana Perino.
Hi.
First
Happy
off,
5th of July.
I know. I mean, did you take yesterday off?
I did. I did take yesterday off, and I sort of thought, is it worth it in the middle of the week to go travel down to Bayhead, New Jersey, just for that day? But I'm so glad I did it, because it was a beautiful day, kind of hot, but like a long day of a lot of relaxation.
And it's different, right?
Meeting.
You're not in Manhattan.
Right. And we've made some good friends down there, too, so it was great. I got a nice day in, and I had a lovely evening. And then I took the ferry home this morning, and I got to pass right by the Statue of Liberty.
Wow. Any
so
protesters?
No protesters today. No protesters.
I know it's part of the political process, but I can't tell you how aggravated I was to see this 44-year-old woman hop up on the the base of the Statue of Liberty and stop those people from going to visit on the 4th of July.
I don't think that's part of the political process. That's just ridiculous. And my husband, who's British by birth but an American citizen by choice, and he loves this country, he wanted them to use a water cannon on her yesterday
and
knock her off of the Statue of Liberty. I'm not suggesting harm to somebody, but clearly she didn't achieve her goal. In fact, she made people more angry at that type of protest.
Here's Detective Brian Glack. Now, think about the 16 people, including the officers, that had to go up there, be tethered to the structure, and try to convince her to come down in 95-degree weather in a time in which I'm sure they wish they were in their families. And, Dana, you know about what counterterror has to do in New York City on an iconic holiday like our nation's birthday, Cut 31.
We received a call for a person climbing up on the Statue of Liberty.
Was she charged?
We wound up having to respond onto a harbor launch to get over there, so it was limited the equipment that we could bring. Once we got there, State Park Police brought us up to the location at the base where she was, and that's when we started to engage in conversation with her. She was basically up there saying about the children in Texas.
Good luck. All right, who did you convince?
Not a soul. And it also, I think, you can have legitimate disagreements with the actual zero tolerance policy, or with how the administration implemented that policy or failed to implement it. But this stunt, it doesn't do them any favors. The policy has already been changed. The policy's already been changed. That's what I don't understand.
Yeah.
It's like they're like three news cycles behind everybody else.
But you know they want to now abolish ICE. And they're taking the lead from a 28-year-old who won a primary.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's talented, by the way.
She's
I read
talented.
Her background.
And she's it reminds me of the Tea Party moment of 2010 because she now she's supporting like 20 other candidates, younger candidates that are running all over the country. She's helping them raise money, and they look to her as somebody who taught them that you can use your voice, you can speak plainly, you can be progressive, and you can win. I don't know if that's actually going to end up to be true, but yes, you're right. They're taking their cues from her.
Yeah, I do. I think it's if I'm 50-something-year-old person who works hard on policy in those quiet rooms, not only in your hometown, but in Washington, D.C., and those, you know, with no pictures on the walls, and you're just hammering things out. Now, all of a sudden, I have to go change what I believe because a 28-year-old upset Joe Crowley in New York City? No, that's not going to change me. And I'd be like, listen, settle down. But sure enough, from her lead, we hear abolish ICE. We're seeing all these people at the border, Kamala Harris.
I do think that what's interesting is that there's only a very few Democrats who are talking about abolishing ICE, but it is making establishment Democrats or more moderate Democrats. Actually, let's just call them establishment because they are actually quite progressive. But it is pushing them farther to the left and causing an additional divide within the Democratic Party that they probably will not be able to solve until after maybe the 2020 election, but probably the 2024 election.
Right. You want to pop that up again? It looks like this woman's going to be in federal custody. Has been in federal custody since Wednesday, and she'll be in court today and will be charged, including trespassing, disorderly conduct, and interfering with government functions.
Well, I wonder also, I do think that people should be fined and have to pay back the city.
Absolutely.
And the state and any other resources, because as you're saying, the New York Police Department, when there's a big day of celebration, they have to have all eyes and ears, all resources looking to counterterrorism.
And also immediately there was talk of simultaneous events.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. If they're on the Statue of Liberty, are they by the Empire State Building?
And the Brooklyn Bridge.
On the Brooklyn Bridge.
And the Yankees game.
Yeah.
You name it. The possibilities are endless. But thankfully, oh, my gosh, they really are New York's finest.
So with the two visions of America really bothers me. You know, I listened to – yesterday I was in the car and I was listening to the POTUS channel on channel 124 in Sirius, and they played nonstop presidential addresses on the 4th of July, dating back to Eisenhower.
Oh, that's neat.
And it was fantastic.
Yeah.
And you had the 1976 Gerald Ford, and you had John F. Kennedy in 1961, and then you had Ronald Reagan in 1986.
Mm.
So when they reopened Liberty Island, I think they call it an Ellis Island at the same time, Liberty Island, where they put the Statue of Liberty up. And to hear them go out of their way to chronicle what what it was like in 1776 and what it was like in 1783 and why 1787 was so necessary. And Ronald Reagan ended in a way in which I don't think Donald Trump ends. He said, in a time in which we're talking about Democrats and Republicans, can we all agree that this is our story, not a party story? And it was amazing that we needed that. We tend to gloss over what it was like in 86. You're younger than me, but I remember everything being unbelievably divided.
1986?
Yeah. I mean, maybe I feel it more today because of 24-hour news, and maybe we are. But that Ronald Reagan felt compelled on the 4th of July to say, can we put party politics aside?
I remember asking President Bush questions, like if, let's say he was going to do an interview, I said, you know, sir, they're going to probably ask you about the divide and the polarization of America. And he would always talk about 1968. And that was right when he was coming out of college. And he said, there were people actually calling our military baby killers in the streets. And, like, that's not happening today. And I do think social media has exacerbated how we feel divided. But I got to say, when I'm outside of work, people are not talking about politics. And it's quite refreshing.
Yeah, I find everyone talks about it to me. I really do. I feel like I'm always constantly engaged in either people. I think the people that don't agree or assume they don't agree with me don't approach me, and the other ones will be over the top more than ever.
I don't get it at all.
Really?
No. Maybe it's because I think of like politics as what I'm interested in, it's what I do, but it's not who I am, and I put off an era of not wanting to talk about it, but really I do. But what I see across the board is that people are going about their lives. They're aware of this polarization, but I don't think that it's affecting them so much. Because as you were pointing out, I mean, the things in the country are very good. The economy is amazing. The fact that we're able to spend more on our military, this is great. We have movement on all sorts of fronts that in a positive way. So I think that the polarization message gets exacerbated by us, frankly, in the media, but also I think it's more social media than anything else.
So we know a couple of things happened today that you'll be talking about on the 5 and maybe the daily, not so much the daily briefing, but definitely the 5. James Woods has his agent write him on the 4th of July basically and say, I'm done with you.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote back something nice. James Woods has come out and said, I'm conservative. I'm way to the right. He tweets, he goes at all other people and says, I basically retired. So James Woods, my humble opinion, I've never seen him bad. He's a fantastic actor.
Right.
He said, I'm not getting hired, I'm not getting the part,
right.
So I quit.
And he's not the only one. I mean, there's a lot of those people in Hollywood that are quiet about it. Remember, they used to have the secret society.
Yeah.
Then even that got disbanded.
So, but for his agent to go on Twitter and
I think Twitter's the worst. Nobody looks better when they go on Twitter. Absolutely no one.
Well, Michael, tell it to Michael Moore. He tweets out, Happy Resistance Day yesterday. The revolt continues some 242 years later. Come on, people, finish this.
It's ridiculous.
Of course. He also called on throwing your body in front of doorways. I don't know what that means.
Well, that might work for him. I don't think I'll be very effective if it was me.
Right. We walk right over Dana. More trouble with Michael Moore. I'll go on that. Here's from Rise and Resist on the woman the 44-year-old woman from the Congo who decided to mount the Statue of Liberty. Rise and Resist planned a banner drop today at the Statue of Liberty. This action did not include the climber on the statue. Our action was completed earlier. While it was not part of our action, our first priority and concern is for the safety of the climber. Not me. It's not. I'm in for the safety of the cops. You put yourself in jeopardy.
And also
I couldn't care less about you.
And also the inconvenience of the people who, I mean, how long have you lived in New York? I know you've been to the Statue of Liberty.
Yes.
Right? You have gone.
On camera with Ryan Zinke into the torch.
Yeah, so I went, because I watched you do that, so I know that you've done it. But how many people who actually live in New York haven't ever actually gone to do it? Or if you live in D.C. and you've never gone up the Washington Monument, that people would bring their families and make the effort through the crowds on a very hot day to go to the Statue of Liberty and to be denied because of her? I think that's outrageous.
I'm furious. And overall in the Resist moment. So I want to keep a separate segment just for you and I to talk about the Supreme Court justice. But I want to bring up NATO because I know you're passionate about this. Derek Chollet. Do you know who him?
I don't.
Writes for the Washington Post.
Okay.
Editorial. So I respect you. I look at the editorial, they're almost all negative to Trump. I look to see if anything stands out. So I see this.
For the past 18 months on NATO, the United States and its NATO partners have continued to lift their game, bolstering their collective capabilities aligned against the Russian threat, increasing their defense resources, and developing new initiatives to address shortcomings. They now have a 30-day operational plan to mount an offensive with air, land, and sea, assumingly against the Soviets. The Allies also took a big step toward expanding and strengthening their reinforcement capabilities. They now have a cyber terror unit and a counter cyber terror unit that the president urged. And every single one of the 29 nations put more money into the defense. Now, only six, I think, hit the threshold of 2%, but they all increased it. My push for the president is point out the improvement.
I've read that as well, I believe. Isn't that the op-ed that says the president should take credit for this?
Yeah.
And why doesn't he talk about
it? And why he won't.
It seems like the president he truly seems to have a grievance that he thinks that the United States is being ripped off. And he doesn't seem to think that we need to have 35,000 troops in Germany. He says all of these things. And he said them as a candidate. He said them when he was private citizen. He said all of these things about our international obligations. But then last year, when he went to NATO, remember he gave that speech and he surprised everybody by talking about the importance of NATO? And the question I think that op-ed is pointing out, they have new leadership at NATO. The president has pushed everybody. There's a collective belief that we all have to do more because they still believe that Russia is a threat. Does the United States still believe that Russia is a threat to those countries? I don't know the answer to that.
They are. They remain. And the president has opportunity. I know
I believe it, but is it the position of the United States government?
I hope it is. And that will be the perfect position to take if you are a negotiator and going against Russia the next day.
Absolutely. And instead of floating the idea that Russia should join NATO.
Dana is going to be doing the daily briefing at 2, co-hosting the 5 at 5. But she's got one more segment. We talk about the news that John Roberts broke on the Supreme Court justice in just a moment. Don't move.
A radio show of the people, for the people. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Go, Caleb!
Come on, hit a homer, Jesse!
Let's go, guys!
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course. I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow, jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true. I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Pretty obvious. Yeah.
Obvious.
Oh, hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh. I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that. I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-297-9821. That's 800-297-9821. 800-297-9821.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Morgan Stanley values long-term relationships with its clients.
Rick Hill and Rory Greek, financial advisors of Morgan Stanley's Reading office, know that building relationships begins with getting to know each client. Everyone has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education.
Rick and Rory with the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley can create personal investment strategies to help you meet your retirement, education, wealth transfer, and other financial needs. So call Rick or Rory at 223-4200. That's 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Talk. This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1983. President Ronald Reagan.
How they preach the supremacy of the state, declare its omnipotence over individual man, and predict its eventual domination of all peoples on the earth. They are the focus of evil in the modern world.
To ignore the great majority of the American public who enjoys rock music is just sheer stupidity.
We had a good deploy, and Sunfield's closing now. We'll be with you in a minute.
That's great, Sally.
Our immediate challenge to this atrocity is to ensure that we make the skies safer and that we seek just compensation for the families of those who were killed.
Never again should a black or Hispanic or woman or Jew, because of race, religion, or sex, be limited or inhibited as we grow. The aristocracy is not the limit. The sky is the limit. Our time has come.
News as it happens then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
We don't even know who the nominee
sure,
is.
You need, a lot of people are looking, though, and saying, we need to hear that from you.
But they have. I mean, I did a whole podcast. I've done interview after interview. I'm amazed that people on both sides of the aisle have already committed to voting either for or against a nominee whose identity they do not know. And that's what you're asking me to do.
Senator Susan Collins had a picnic accosted by an MSNBC, no, I shouldn't say accosted, but confronted by an MSNBC reporter about her vote for a Supreme Court nominee. We don't know who it is, but there is news. John Roberts has confirmed that we're there'll be an announcement Monday night, but more importantly, the president has made a decision, and they told us that, more than told John, that in the running, Brett Kavanaugh, Raymond Ketledge, Amy Coney Barrett. Now, Brett Kavanaugh, do you know?
I do know Brett Kavanaugh.
Bush
yeah, administration. Yeah, an interesting thing about Brett Kavanaugh, he was as the staff secretary of the first term in the White House, or maybe the beginning of the second term. I was the spokesperson for Chief Justice John Roberts and Sam Alito, the two nominees that George W. Bush put forward to the Supreme Court, and it was Brett Kavanaugh who I would go to get help and support to help me understand all the questions I was getting from the press. They were quite complicated and quite legalistic, and I'm not a lawyer, and I'd worked at DOJ for about a year, so that had helped. But I just remember Brett Kavanaugh being so helpful, and in particular on this issue, I went in and I said, on a Friday night, it was about 7 o'clock, people want to leave, but you don't leave the White House early ever. So I came in, I said, Brett, I'm sorry to bother you, but could you help me? Because I thought that this whole fight was about abortion, but I just keep getting asked questions about the right to privacy and what does John Roberts think about the right to privacy, and I'm so confused. And he said, sit down. And he spent as much time as I needed walking me through it and how we got to this absurd decision that there was a right to privacy intended by the Founding Fathers that's not spelled out in the Constitution that leads to the other cases, including the one in 1992 affirmed by Anthony Kennedy, that makes Roe v. Wade settled law.
Is settled law.
And so Brett Kavanaugh walked me through all of that so that I could understand it, and then that gave me confidence to go into the White House briefing room to explain it.
Dana, coming up at 2, you're going to expand on that, I'm sure, but do you believe that his closeness with Karl Rove and to the Bush administration would be a negative for President Trump? I don't.
I don't think biting off your nose to spite your face is a good thing.
That's very philosophical. I don't know how many philosophers they have in this White House, though. But I hope they go with someone he's confident in, Amy Coney Barrett. I'm very intrigued by
it. I think the whole list is good.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1977. Criminal Gary Gilmore.
I simply accepted a sentence that was given to me. I've accepted sentences all my life.
By an affirmative vote of a majority of the members of the Board of Pardons of the State of Utah, the death sentence imposed on Gary Gilmore will not be commuted or lessened.
I let the American people down, and I have to carry that burden with me for the rest of my life.
Sam did it through me. He used me. He made me go out there and do it. I did it for him, for blood, for so he can have the blood.
In this hour of sorrow of both Tennesseans, the nation, and indeed around the world, the sadness reflects the talent of one of the greatest talents that this country has ever produced. Or maybe this world has ever produced.
News as it happened then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A 99-year-old World War II veteran on a mission to travel all 50 states and meet all 50 governors before his 100th birthday makes today's Dean's List. Sidney Walton kicked off his No Regrets Tour in March at the National World War II Museum in New Orleans. So far, he's visited and met with governors of Rhode Island, Maine, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and New York. While Mr. Walton was in New York City, he visited Central Park to give people who had never met a World War II veteran the chance to do so. This had special meaning for him because he had passed on a chance to meet Civil War veterans at an event in Central Park in 1941, just before he enlisted in the Army. That's why they're calling it the No Regrets Tour, and why they want to give people across the country the opportunity to meet an actual World War II veteran. Good luck, Sidney Walton. We are cheering you on. You made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
You're interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I am prepared to make whatever sacrifices needed to be made. I am not about to let this country go by the way of Donald Trump. We are sick and tired of him. He's been there too long. They dare me to say impeach him. Today I say impeach 45.
Oh, wow. Maxine Waters got dared. And now a lot of people are pushing back on Democratic leadership, saying, why haven't you defended Maxine Waters against the hits she's getting back from others, including the President of the United States? Joining us now in studio, Candace Owens, Communications Director for Turning Point USA. You heard Charlie Kirk on before. He was smart enough to meet Candace in person and sign you right away. So I can only imagine that's why you've been so busy of late, because Turning Point's a happening organization.
It definitely is. We are growing exponentially, and we have just been all over the country speaking to students. That part of the movement is really important to attack the educational vertical in all of this. And yeah, it's been quite a busy season.
So how have you, what have you brought to Turning Point? Have you told Turning Point, this is where I'm going, support me? Or do they say, hey, we have these things booked, why don't you join us?
No, it was a natural partnership between Charlie and I. We always say that we've sort of conducted ourselves like force multipliers. So what Charlie was doing was incredibly important, understanding, especially in terms of, I've been hyper-focused on the black community. And if you want to understand why so many black people feel that they have to be Democrats, why so many black people feel that the left, there's not a home for them on the right and there's only a home for them on the left, you need but look at what happened in terms of the educational system. We're essentially poisoned and brainwashed. I was, certainly. When I graduated high school, if you had asked me a question, I would have said Republicans were racist. I would have said that the Democrats have always represented black interests, and that couldn't be further from the truth. So when I met Charlie, I knew that he had a plan of how to attack that educational vertical, and I had to jump on board that. And I had a plan in terms of how we attack things culturally. And unfortunately, despite how much Charlie knows, how much he studied the black community, he cannot speak the truth to the black community because he's a white male.
Right, because it's who's giving the message.
Correct.
And you don't understand my experience.
Exactly. And then you're a white privileged man, Brian, and you can't speak to me. I don't care if you have stats. I don't care if you have facts. You are a white privileged male.
And you know who has told me that?
Who?
Other
Maxine
white people.
Waters.
Maxine Waters, I'm sure, but other white people who are in their 20s.
Right.
They have said that to me. What do you know? You grew up privileged.
Right.
They have no idea how I grew up. They have no clue. They'll just assume that. And I think to myself, where does that come from?
That comes from the education system as well. So if you also realize what's happening is that they are being taught white guilt. That's another tremendous thing that we're seeing across the board. It's bizarre, some of the things that I've seen on college campuses, students that jump up and tell me that, I'm a white nationalist. This would be a white student with blue hair, and they'll jump up and tell me that I'm a white supremacist and that I'm a white nationalist and that I'm doing a disservice to my sisters. This is how they speak. So they think that there is something that they're almost doing a virtuous act by hating themselves, which is also really wrong and twisted.
I'm going to tell you something that's wrong. Ask a woman her age. Can I ask you your age?
Ask me my age.
How old are you?
I'm 29.
So you're 29.
Yes.
So would you have been a 22-year-old, 21-year-old, a senior in college saying that?
I was liberal, so I will say
would
this.
Would you have said that?
No. So the difference, I think, is it's gotten much worse, even since I was in college. I don't recognize college campuses, and I was only in college a short while ago. But we were able to have Republicans and Democrats, and we were friends. My best friend in college was a Republican, and I was a Democrat. And we used to argue about politics, you know, with love and with humor. And now it's vicious, and it's almost not a safe climate to come out as a conservative on college campuses. They get spoken down to in the hallways. Our students, when they wear a TPUSA shirt that says free markets and capitalism, they get shouted down and called white supremacists.
All right, now. I did not sense that as much. I remember after New Orleans at Katrina, when Kanye West hopped up and during that telethon and said, George Bush doesn't like black people.
Right.
And I thought to myself, where did that come from?
Yeah.
However, I have to look back and I see the problem. These poor areas, I didn't really familiar with New Orleans. I didn't know one area from the next. But these horrible areas, people looked around the country and said, these people were standing on top of their houses and they were all black. So if George Bush didn't tell everyone to evacuate and the buses didn't come and they came in Florida where his white brother was, could you look at that situation and say, he doesn't care about black people? Now, upon further review, it was the black mayor that sent the buses and hid in the hotel room, and no one got on the buses because there was no organization.
Correct.
Where Florida, they drilled for things like this.
That's correct.
But you could see from the other perspective, if someone's telling me in my ear, look at the difference between those two states, look at the color of their skin, look at their last names, I bet you there's an agenda here. Do you understand that agenda?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think what you're tapping at here is the idea that people view situations through the media lens, and that's problematic. They don't conduct research on their own. They don't understand the facts outside of what the media projects to them. So what I spoke about earlier, you know, on Fox and Friends was saying that I grew up in a household that only had one network on, right? So we didn't have the resources to go to events and to see what was actually happening. So whatever they put together is what I perceived as reality. That's almost known as, I don't know if you remember, the allegory of the cave. It's a story growing up where people are tied. They see shadows on a wall, right? And they perceive that as reality. They've never been outside of that cave, and they see the shadows on the wall. So they don't have an idea of what humanity is actually like. So the allegory of the cave is what you can say the media has sort of infested, the way that the media has infested minority minds, particularly the black community.
Right. And Republicans is where they've done bad. They haven't even tried.
Yes, they gave up.
And it's unbelievable. Oh, they're not going to vote for me. I'm not going to go speak to the NAACP. They don't like me. They're not going to give me... Really? I remember George Bush, who I'm a huge fan of Bush 43. I think he's going to be looked at as a much better president than anyone imagines. But I remember he turned down every invitation because he didn't feel as though it was going to be a friendly crowd, nor have they been fair to him.
Correct.
I thought, so?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go do it.
That's what Charlie and I say. And so when Charlie and I met, he said, what do you want to do? And I said, I want to lead the black revolution against the Democratic Party. That was the first sentence I said to him. And he said, you're hired. And so the difference, and we went around and we met with people in the GOP. We met with people whose names I won't say that work in Washington. And they looked at me and they said it couldn't be done. So Charlie, in many ways, was the first person and the only person to believe in my vision that there could be this mass awakening in the black community. So I think for Republicans, they looked at the margins and they said over 90% are voting for Democrats. Well, you know, what's the point? And I understand that. But sometimes you have to fight an uphill battle, and uphill battles can be won.
Well, here's the thing. I saw it with Sarah Palin, is that she couldn't go deep on issues because she didn't know the history issues. She knew her instincts were right. And, you know, she's very good in front of people. She was a broadcaster. But when it was going too deep on issues, why do you think that? Why do you think that'll be? She had nothing beyond the surface. Candace, are you prepared? And you've already shown me the answer is yes. But just for people listening to you for the first time, they're going to have to go deep. They're going to go deep on something you just started believing. You weren't believing for the most of your life.
That's correct.
Can you go deep on these issues?
You have no idea how much work. I study for, on average, 3 hours a day. And there's every day I finish studying, and I think it opens another whole can of worms of things that I have to study. This is what Charlie has really, you know, hammered me on, and I'm so grateful that he does. You know, right now I'm doing a lot of Walter E. Williams readings, Dr. Thomas Sowell. I watch videos every single day. I'm looking at numbers, just looking, honestly, every day. Charlie and I spend 30 minutes on the phone and just look at a map, and we'll pick a random country, and we'll talk about the history and the issues there. So I have to be prepared. I have to do the work. It's enough to have a sentiment and a feeling, right? But it won't be enough to carry this movement. So. Yeah.
Right. You know what's so interesting is I'm almost at a different place now in that. So I grew up lower middle class white in an area My dad died when I was in ninth grade. My mom had to go back to work. So we were basically on our own, but in a great neighborhood, but totally working class. So when people say we're privileged, I'm like, really? We were privileged? I didn't get on a plane until after college. My whole life, I just played soccer and went to school, and that was it. We always had two or three jobs. Not a hard life. Much worse than people listening right now had five times harder than me. But it was anything but privileged, okay? I don't care anybody's perception. But I had a white person's perception who would, you know, watch a series of Roots, would watch social study, the series Roots, do a study, social studies, see the word slave and understand that was what it is, and see the 1960s riots and say white and black water fountains and getting back in a bus, say at least that's not now. But then you read Grant, you study Lincoln, you go through Reconstruction, and you understand that how hard it was after the Civil War for the blacks to black community to reintegrate in a fair and honest way, and the frustration they must have felt for generations to get what they deserved.
Correct.
They had to work three times as
right.
hard. They did, no question about it. They were prevented from voting. That absolutely happened. You look at President Grant, we talk about sending troops into Mississippi in order to allow black neighborhoods to get out of their house and get to a voting machine and then escort them in because they were threatened they would be killed if they voted. Now, if my great-grandfather would say that story to generations to me, I might grow up with a different perspective on America, so
correct.
I'm open to that.
Right, but you have to understand what we're hinting at is emotionality. So there's no question that, you know, black people have had hardships in America. That's never been a question, and no sane person will tell you that we haven't had hardships. But you do have to take an objective approach and look at the history of the world and discuss, is it unique when weighed against other societies, other groups of people, when other immigrants came over here, are they having a different experience? And the answer, to answer what you just spoke about in terms of white privilege, you don't even have to pedal backwards. Just look at the situation now. White Americans are not the people that are doing the best in this society. Indian Americans are, and Asian Americans are, right? So that's a big thing to talk about. That immediately destroys
now
the idea of white
protest.
Privilege. Right, exactly. Yeah. So if you...
Hey, Pete, give me a ticket to the Statue of Liberty. I need a sign.
So that's selective, right? And they can't answer that question. The first thing I say when somebody says white privilege, explain to me why, if it's white privilege and it's dictated by the melanin in your skin, the privilege is dictated by melanin, why is it that Indian Americans and Asian Americans are doing the best in America? And you can shut that conversation down right
that's
away.
That's absolutely true. And also, you have... Ben Carson or Alan West, they had the same America that they have. Ben Carson said, you know, single parent, mom worked two jobs, you will study, you're not going to leave the house, you're going to be forced to go to school.
Dr. That's Condoleezza be Rice, think about what she lived through.
Absolutely. So they'll say, well, you're pointing out exceptions. But my feeling is this, and tell me if this is overly broad, whatever you dealt with, your responsibility is to overcome it.
Right.
Right? So I'm not saying that certain people don't have an edge. I remember Michelle Malkin was in here, and she goes, I know, I'm the only Asian American you ever met that's bad in math. I'm like, okay, I couldn't say that, right? But there's a whole generation that's great in math and science, depending on your ethnic upbringing, maybe what you study and what you focus on, what your parents emphasize. Whatever you deal with,
right.
Find a way to overcome and, you know, take pride in that.
Correct.
But how can a white person tell that to a person of a different ethnic background?
For too long, they have not been able to. And when they did say that, they were criticized and they were called racist. And so in order for black people to get ahead, black people have to stand up boldly in the face of this narrative and destroy it. And that's what I've done. You know, I have a different approach. I was able, you know, fortunate to meet with Secretary Ben Carson and Larry Elder and some other leaders in this world who I in many ways get to piggyback off of. They kind of did the harder work, being the first people to sort of have a platform and speak out. But, you know, I take no prisoners in my approach because it has to be done this way. It has to be more aggressive, and we have to stop allowing white people to be silenced when they're telling people things that are objective truths.
So Senator Tim Scott wrote a book with Trey Gowdy, and he says the first time, you know, we had the shooting in the church, the first person I called was Trey Gowdy, a white guy. And I thought, I got to write a book about this because why is it that we're two buddies that grew up on the other side of South Carolina in the same state, but yet we're so tight. We grew up separately, but we are best friends and always will be. And I asked Senator Scott, I don't know if it was on air or not, I said, how do you view the president? You know, people view him and say he goes, the president's not a racist. He's racially insensitive. Like, for example, he says that about Maxine Waters. Low IQ.
She
you know why?
She has a low IQ.
Right.
That's just the truth. But that's the objective truth.
But for a politician especially, afraid of upsetting the apple cart and losing a section of voters,
right,
would never say that.
And that's why I like him so much. So I always saw it this way. In order for the black community to actually get ahead, you have to have somebody in office who is not afraid, who is not afraid to say the truth, who's not afraid to look at a crowd of people and say, hey, black people, what do you have to lose? Here's all the ways that you guys have been failing and you have continually voted for the same party. That is strength. Right. So when I observed that strength in him, I was immediately on board. And, of course, obviously, just the switch in the narrative. First, black people loved him, and he was celebrated in hip-hop and in music. And then the second he runs for president, they say, never mind, he's racist. You know, I'm just not that foolish. So I support this president tremendously. Am I going to like everything he does? No, I don't like everything anybody does, including myself. There are things I've done in the past that I've said I don't agree with. So we need to set the bar a little lower. You're never going to agree with everybody 100%. But it's a tremendous opportunity that he's put in front of us to get the black community ahead.
I'm a little different. I agree with everything I've done. So that's where we're a little bit different. I'll have to agree to disagree on that. Candace Owens is going to stick around for a few more minutes before she goes to another network. Right?
Dun, dun, dun.
Just temporarily, not signing. Back in a moment, Brian Kilmeade Show.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545-0785. Again, 1-800-545-0785.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-233-8540. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-233-8540. That's 800-233-8540. 800-233-8540.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Right now, the nation that we are living in is a country that, and an administration that has committed international human rights abuses by separating children from their parents. That is being done in our name. Once something that extreme happens, we have to act immediately.
And it's good, if you're going to speak, to have a pianist with you. It creates great drama. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on Al Jazeera. She's the one who upset Joe Crowley in Queens District here and most likely is going to float right to being a congresswoman. And congratulations on the 28-year-old. But her views are stunning, astounding, and disconcerting. With us now is Candace Owens. Candace, this is a woman now, Democrats, who have done this their whole lives, are saying she's showing us the way. Is she showing you the way?
Yeah, she's definitely showing us the way to socialism. And if we want to make America Venezuela, if we want to not pay attention to the fact that socialism has killed 100 million people in the last 100 years, not because it was implemented incorrectly, but because it was implemented exactly correctly. If you want to see the furthest gap between the rich and the poor, then vote for socialism. Vote for socialist ideas. And we can turn America into Venezuela and see if we're also eating dogs in the streets.
Wow, very interesting. Because she seems to push Kamala Harris to make some statements about abolishing ICE, as well as Senator Elizabeth Warren, as well as others like Mayor de Blasio. So for this woman, she has a great story. She works hard. She wants to be a public figure. More power to her. But her ideas are scary that they have resonance nationally.
Yeah, correct. She's not educated. I mean, that's what it comes down to. She's not educated whatsoever. She's being driven by passion and caring, which is what happens. And why ideas of socialism are allowed to float whatsoever is because they're tapping into an uneducated emotional audience. And many people are uneducated, and everybody is emotional. You and I, you know, as well. We're human beings. Emotion is a part of being a human being. But if you're not able to look at things rationally and objectively, and as we were just speaking, understand the history of the world, that main component of socialism. Has it ever been implemented, you know, successfully in the history of the world? What is going on in socialist governments today? And she's not asked herself those questions. They somehow think that they're calling this democratic socialism, right? That's what they're doing. They're putting the word democratic in front of it. Democratic socialism is the exact same language that was used by Fidel Castro. It's the same language used by Stalin. It's the same language used by Hitler.
So a Supreme Court justice is going to be selected on Monday night.
Correct.
So the President of the United States is already getting huge pushback for a nominee he hasn't named yet.
Right.
And it's insane, including a woman who's a mother of seven, adopted. I just found out, I didn't know this, at least one child. And she's Catholic.
Right.
So how could she possibly be a Supreme Court justice?
How could she? I mean, she's overly qualified. I think she's overly qualified for the position. I think whoever he picks is going to be great. But what's interesting in terms of how they're speaking about her is that they're using fear-mongering and tactics. And the whole conversation, if you're looking on the left, is about pro-choice versus pro-life already for the Supreme Court justice. This is why there's been such a tremor and everybody's freaking out about it. And this is how they're going to try to get people, you know, up in arms about whoever he picks.
All right, Candace O, how do we follow you online?
At Real Candace O on Twitter and
Candace
on Facebook.
O.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And watch her on another network today and then come right back to Fox News.
Absolutely.
Candace, hope to see you back here again soon. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-297-9821. That's 800-297-9821. 800-297-9821.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.